My wonderful Friday panels, Martin Daubney, journalist and men's issue campaigner, Simon Woolley, founder and director of Operation Black Vote. Thank you so much for joining us here at Talk Radio. Really appreciate your time. Thank you for coming in. Just in time to find out what's happening on Mr. John Holmes' show. Of course, you've already been on Paul Ross's show.
You kind of walked
your way into an interview with James May.
Let's be honest, there was a little bit of a cock-up this morning to do with guests.
Technical radio term.
That's right. Although you did sit on my lap, so...
I did sit on your lap, and I bet you're really pleased. It was after my weight loss programme.
Yes. So James May's on our programme as well, but it's kind of interesting because I had to gatecrash Paul Ross's show live in order to get an interview with James May for my show, which we'll play out later. It got very confusing, and then she sat on my lap. There's also a man in a lift reading out the text and tweets of the haters as it travels downwards through the building. He's called Con. It's a feature we call Condescending. It's a
wonderful
Friday thing.
So it's the usual stuff. I promise not to sit on your lap again. You may well survive. Thank you very much. John Holmes coming up after 1 o'clock. This is Talk Radio. I'm Julia Hartley. Have a fabulous weekend. I'm back at 10 o'clock on Monday.
Talk Radio. Listen, phone, talk.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
I'm 44 years old with a 2-year-old son, and I live with my wife in southwest London. 18 months ago, I was sort of in a position just thinking about what I was going to do for extra money. And that's when my wife mentioned Uber. They took me about 4 weeks to get my personal licence together and my vehicle licence together. So 4 weeks for me, it was fantastic. I think becoming a partner driver for Uber is like a get-out-of-jail-free card. It's something that you can have in your back pocket. You could do a day a week, 5 days a week. It's entirely up to you. You know, drive when you want to drive. And I tell you what, if you want to feel under pressure, take a lady in labour to the hospital in the car.
Start your money-making journey and drive with Uber. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hours servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is based on new Citan and Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man City, Liverpool and Everton all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
It's another great giveaway, hey, in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Our free Mary Mary's Christmas makes your festive feast delicious. Get your Mary Mary's Christmas in the Sun on Sunday.
For great ideas, top turkey tips and perfect puds from the Queen of Cooking, get your free glossy Mary Berry's Christmas magazine inside the Sun on Sunday. It's your recipe for no-stress success this Christmas. Another unmissable great giveaway, hey, only in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
Good afternoon. Welcome along. It is Friday. It is Talk Radio. It's 1 o'clock. I'm John Holmes. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Palace to get multi-million pound renovation, another stumbling block for abuse inquiry, and Kanye West booed for his president comments.
Talk Radio.
Funding for the royal family will almost double over the next 10 years. It's to pay for an urgent refurbishment of Buckingham Palace, costing £369 million. Buckingham Palace has released a statement. Sky's royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, has the details.
They've talked about how miles of ageing cables, lead pipes, electric wiring and boilers are going to be replaced, many for the first time in 60 years. And it says that an independent specialist report concluded that without urgent work, there's a risk of serious damage to the palace.
The Queen won't have to move out, so major events like state visits, investitures and changing the guard won't be affected. Scotland and Wales's top politicians have been told they can have their say in a High Court appeal by the UK government over how the Brexit process is officially launched. Theresa May is challenging a ruling that forces her to consult MPs before starting Article 50. Now the Supreme Court's ruled that the Scottish and Welsh governments are entitled to intervene in that appeal as well. A victims group has pulled out of taking part in an inquiry into historical child sex abuse allegations. The Shirley Oaks Survivors Association says it doesn't have confidence in Professor Alexis Jay, its fourth chairwoman. Raymond Stevenson is their spokesperson.
Over the last year, just to sit back and watch the turmoil and the unpalatable circus that is taking place right in front of our eyes, has forced us to reconsider our position. We can no longer be part of this circus.
A tram line in Croydon where seven people were killed by a derailment last week will reopen this afternoon. Accident investigators say it was doing well over three times the speed limit for that section of track. And Kanye West has revealed that if he bothered to vote in the US election, he would have chosen Donald Trump. The rapper, who was booed by fans during a show in California, says he likes the president-elect style of debating.
Right. Kanye West.
Yes.
I mean, he does have a little bit of a history of saying things that he knows will get him publicity, doesn't he?
Are you trying to say I'm just doing what you
You're
want?
Falling into the West trap.
Oh,
do you think?
Sorry.
Do you think you are? I don't know.
Well, I just thought it was quite unusual, like what he was saying, and also the fact that he has said in the past how he'd like to run for president.
That's true.
And now he said who he would have chosen. But surely, if you want to run for president, then you should vote. It's a basic, I would have thought.
You think so? Your jumper today,
yes,
has got a little bit of the Kanye about it, if you don't mind me saying so.
Why?
Well, it's sort of...
I'd describe it as...
It's studded.
It's a cream winter jumper with silver studs on
the
shoulders.
Yes, it's got sort of heavy metal style studs on the shoulders.
Do you like it?
I actually do. It's the sort of thing that shouldn't go together... Don't make that noise. It's the sort of thing that shouldn't go together, but sort of works, doesn't it?
Thanks.
You know. Just saying. Just, you know.
Any other comments?
None whatsoever.
Can I do the weather?
Yeah, but can you wrap it like Kanye?
No.
All right.
Talk Radio National Weather.
A breezy cold day with sunny spells and showers in the west. More snow might be seen in areas of Wales, Yorkshire, the Lake District and western parts of Scotland. Highs of 7 degrees. I'm wrapping it around this cup. There we go. Done.
Here's Pete Abbott with the... Is
who?
It,
Pete Abbott.
Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded... It is him today, is it?
Guessing so.
Okay. Pete Abbott with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Yeah. The FA will interview Gareth Southgate for the England job on Monday. He completed an unbeaten four-game spell as interim manager with a 2-2 draw against Spain on Tuesday. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has been named as the Premier League Manager of the Month for October. He won the award after guiding his side to four successive top-flight victories during the month. Eden Hazard completed a double for Chelsea, winning the player prize. A collapse by England's cricketers has put them in a difficult position after day two of the second test against India. They lost four wickets for just 29 runs before reaching the close of play on 103 for 5 in their first innings. India made 455. Number 8 Billy Vunipola and centre Elliot Daly have been passed fit to start for England in tomorrow's Autumn Rugby Union International against Fiji. Another injury doubt, Nathan Hughes doesn't make the final 15 but will be on the bench at Twickenham. And Andy Murray can set up a semi-final against Milos Raonic at the World Tour Finals tennis later. The world number one needs to beat Stan Wawrinka in his final group match. Otherwise, he'll play Novak Djokovic in the last four. That's the latest sports news powered by Talk Sports.
What happened, you see, Victoria, was that I forgot to eat, so someone went to get me a sandwich. which is very nice of them. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I had to pay, but it's not necessarily the sandwich I would have chosen.
It's a breakfast sandwich.
Yes, but I wouldn't necessarily have gone for that. But it was my own fault for not specifying in the sort of sandwiches I like, and leaving it up to the imagination of, well, a work experience, really.
But it's just weird the way you're eating it. Who tears off a corner?
I was testing it.
Weird.
Should we move on?
Yeah.
All right. Fascinating sandwich chat only on Talk Radio. We'll get you eating.
Talk Radio.
From the busiest cities to the quietest villages. From the front room to the bedroom. From the oh you shouldn't haves to the just what I wanted's. From the can't thank you enoughs to the loss for words. Find a deal that's right for you in Amazon's Black Friday sale. Now on with new deals every day. Amazon. Sale ends 25th November. See website for full terms and conditions.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Previously on the John Holmes Show.
Hello, I'm Jewish.
It's interesting you mentioned flannels. I mean, that was a really interesting insight into the small town.
I used to be a drone pilot for the US Army.
This is what they use in Southeast Asia to massage their pathetically flaccid libido.
A flannel, the England football team.
Like caviar.
If you Google that, it's absolutely amazing. Isn't it? Wayne Rooney.
He got it from his father.
I peed in the sun. I peed in the rain. I peed just for fun. I peed down a drain.
Is there a poo version of this? It's like he's treating it like it's a reality television show rather than, you know, Tiz was. But what do the people think? Maybe waterboarding them with the shiwi is a good idea.
And you open the door and you step inside. We're inside our hearts. This is your life. Good to the last drop. Doesn't get any better than this.
John Holmes.
The radio is one of the outstanding developments of the 20th century.
Radio.
This isn't a seminar, and this isn't a weekend retreat. Nothing is static. Everything is a ball.
Who are you?
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
With no power comes no responsibility.
There.
Talk Radio.
When I am mounted on a giant, you will twist the very fabric of nature.
Hello then, and good afternoon to you, and welcome, my friend, to Friday on what could, if you've squinted your ears and lowered your expectations, almost be described as some kind of radio show. It's the kind of broadcast, with the front pages of today's papers in mind, that should it be cryogenically frozen for any reason and the technology to wake this programme up becomes available 200 years from now, it's the kind of programme that will utterly confuse anybody reviving this show and then attempting to listen to it in the future. However, if you are listening to this show, having pulled it out of the freezer in 2216, then a special welcome, really. I say to you, Assalamu Alaikum. Assalamu Alaikum, I say, 200 years from now. That's an Islamic greeting. I mean, I'm guessing by the time this goes out in 200 years, that'll be the... Unless, of course, Donald Trump takes one of his tiny orange hands and gropes the nuclear button. Anyway, hello, welcome along. My name, should you wish to accept it, is John Holmes, and this is the 1 till 4 in the afternoons thing on Talk Radio. And it is a Friday. So why don't we have a rummage in the bottom of the Talk Radio freezer to see what's behind the pee?
Don't you mean peas?
No pee. Have you not seen the Julia Hartley Brewer freezes her own urine? Have you not?
Yeah.
No one actually knows why. I think she sells it online as a witch's ingredient. Anyway, here's what we've got for you to enjoy over the next 3 hours. And I use the word enjoy optimistically. Headline hijack on the way, of course. Headline hijack at 2 o'clock. What with all the news of fake news recently, it's an ideal time to get on board and fly in the face of something everybody is angry about. We positively encourage you to make a news story up. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. Those who are out to lunch at the moment, they get back to their workplace, to their radios. At 2 o'clock, they switch it on, they hear Victoria's news come out of her mouth. It's this mouth.
This mouth.
Except it will contain a news lie. And we'd like you to be the maker up of it, please.
That's fine.
Here's the number to get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
That's how Headline Hijack works. The lines are open. It's just using words that you know in an order that sounds vaguely like a fib, a fabrication, and a fake. We'll also meet a Friday Lonely Luncher, of course. If you're lunching alone, get you the hell in touch. And we will make your lunchtime fewer lonely. The only requirement to get you inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair is that you are lunching alone. You must be a lonely what lunch. Simply come on the radio and talk to us. Awkward, idle chit-chat, very much a speciality. There's an email for that. Here it is, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Email it, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk. Get on the list. Get into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You could win an exciting gift prize. Work experience punditry as well this afternoon. That sees Rudd today using his unpaid eyes to stare at films he hasn't been paid to watch, which he'll then have to review for 20 minutes or so without being paid for that either. There's the day's big stories tackled through the medium of traditional Japanese poetry. That is the news in haikus. And, of course, we'll be out on the streets. Our crack team of reporters, so-called because they're Irish, they love the crack. Which is a dangerous drug, don't do it, kid. Putting their microphones into the faces of strangers and asking them what they think. Today we're asking them, do they think glove compartments or sausage rolls? What do you think? Do you think glove compartments? Or do you think sausage rolls? Let us know. Here's the number, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with the word glove compartments or sausage rolls.
Yep. Gov compartments.
Gov compartments.
That's what I thought. There's the big debate at three. A man who can't seemingly say simple words is called Con. Hello.
Hi.
We'll be in a lift, badly reading out this week's collection of texts and tweets that we have received from the trolls and the haters as that lift travels downwards through the building. We call that feature condescending. It's also Song Request Friday. Of course, your chance to request speeches or talks. We're not allowed to do music requests for you, I'm afraid, because that's the preserve of Radio 2 with all Request Friday. And we're a talk radio station, so speeches and talks. Maybe it's your birthday and you'd love to hear Otto von Bismarck's 1862 Blood and Iron speech on the unification of Germany. Maybe you know all the words, you'd like to talk along to it for a treat. Or maybe Abraham Lincoln's first inaugural address on the eve of the US Civil War from 1861. Whatever your speech request, do get in touch. We'll be playing them especially for people involved in Children in Need today as well.
That's cool. Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
You know, the one-eyed bear. We've got live music as well as we drag another busker in off the streets to perform for us at Microphone Point. And we will bring you guest action. As on the programme today, we will be joined on the day of the launch of Clarkson, Hammond and May's grand tour on Amazon. We'll be joined by James May. Kind of. It's complicated. It involves Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer sitting on my lap. It also involved me sort of gate crashing Paul Ross's breakfast show live in the studio this morning with James May and Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer sitting on my lap. Like I said, it's quite complicated. Even you, Cornelius.
I can't get my head around
it. I know. All will be revealed later. Ginger Dave, not producing. I was in Cardiff with him last night to do a thing, and I left him in a student. Ass Broadcast isn't through the glass today. That's a story in itself. Chloe is on the buttons.
Yay!
Yay! Victoria's got the news.
I did.
Yes. Paid intern Cornelius.
Hi, John.
Are you producing this, then?
Yeah! Captain's armband on. Look.
I've actually got one which flashes you can wear if you like.
Yes, a flashing.
I'll bring it in.
Enough about your flashing. It's Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. You just involve HR again. Let's get on with some kind of programme and let us start with some music.
Punk rock.
Good afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes. And that is Bowling for Soup.
Hey, Diane.
Hey, Diane. Why would I be playing it on Talk Radio Station? Obviously, it links to today's big story.
Diane.
But how does it link to today's big story? That is the question I am asking Ginger Producer Dave, who appears to have just walked in to the building.
Hello.
I left you in a student. In Cardiff. What are you... Wow, okay. This is a turn-up, isn't it? Occasional producer Dave has come in on another day.
Well, you're welcome. Yeah. I just thought I got like a spidey sense. Did you say the words, Cornelius is producing?
Yeah. You thought,
I just thought...
Yeah, in emergency, break the Dave glass.
Just, it felt wrong, so...
Victoria's giving me my captain's armband now.
Yeah, you'll have to give it back to Dave.
Hand it over, mate.
Yeah, right. All right, well, look, this links to today's big story. Of course, we'll be talking about the big story of the day on this very programme next. But how does this song, Bowling for Soup, Hey Diane, link to today's big story? Well, Dave, you're here. You might as well hazard a guess.
Ten-pin bowling soup.
Big story today. Big story. The big story. It's on the front of all the papers.
I only saw the papers last night, so...
Yep. It's still on the front page. Oh, you saw them under embargo. It doesn't matter.
Sort of big blank space.
Yeah.
So
any guessing? Bowling for Soup, today's big story. Come on.
Hey, Diane.
No, John. Come on.
Is Diane in the... Diana? Princess Diana?
Yeah. No.
Hey. Horses? Hey. Eating horses?
No.
Bowling?
No.
Soup?
Yes.
Soup?
Yes.
Soup is a liquid?
Yeah. Oh, good. Strong. Getting warmer. Although, ironically not.
Cold soup.
Gazpacho.
So, well, you're on the right lines. I'm going to tell you. I once made some soup and I froze it because I'd made too much. And it's still in the freezer at home. So that leads me to today's big story, which is, of course, cryogenics.
When are you going to defrost it?
200 years. See if it works. So, today's big story, of course, on the front of all the papers has brought the sort of world of science fiction into... Is it a reality? Is cryogenics actually a thing? Eamon Holmes this morning, said it was absolute nonsense. But he's not a scientist or an expert. However, we need a guest. Dave.
Oh, hello.
As you're here. Get me someone to talk in quite serious terms, actually, because I'm interested in cryonics and how it all works, please.
Okay. How do I do that?
You have to go out there.
All right, okay.
Off you go.
All the best. Yep.
There we go. We'll talk to a cryonics expert next on Talk Radio.
Talk Radio.
We got entertainment and we're not afraid to use it. Talk Radio.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's 3 small steps for you, 1 giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Starts this weekend, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only. Hire purchase only. Maximum term 36 months. Minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Who's next?
Sue and Eric.
Yeah, I suppose we better.
Ian and Shannon.
Ready to post.
Phil and... thingy?
Sent.
Simon and Gareth.
Ooh, they still together.
Who's on your Christmas scratch card list? A £1 game store scratch card from the National Lottery could be the best card they'll get. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Amigo loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, through Leicestershire on the M1, we've got two lanes closed off due to an accident. That's going northbound just between Junction 4 and Junction 25 at the Nottingham and Derby turn-off. Also, the M1 northbound through Northamptonshire just around Junction 17. It is slow along that stretch due to the roadworks. Through South Yorkshire on the M1 northbound between Junction 31 and Junction 32, we do have delays due to an earlier accident, but all lanes have reopened. I'm Poonam Verma.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer. Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Join me, the property doctor, Martin Roberts, as I make my house calls on Talk Radio.
Hey, my friends, why don't you phone Martin Roberts?
Will my house get done in value? Will it get up in value?
Take advice, he'll be there when you need a home, Martin Roberts.
Don't panic.
Martin Roberts.
Absolutely extraordinary.
Right to buy, you'll buy the let. Minimise your mortgage debt. You won't believe the tips you'll get. Martin Roberts.
With expert guidance on all things bricks and mortar, plus a healthy dose of home improvement tips, it really is the best prescription for essential property advice on the radio. Home Rule with me, Martin Roberts, tomorrow morning from 11.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
This is completely bizarre.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. I am John Holmes. Just coming up to a time as you would expect it to be. Now, today's big story. So the front pages of all today's papers are carrying the story, of course, of the teenage girl who won a court battle to get her body cryogenically frozen. It was a complex, very complex, long legal case, but she wouldn't let it go. Quite clever, that, wasn't it? Because of frozen. Yeah. She won an historic victory. But it's opened up the debate, of course, into the realms of science fiction. Cryogenics, controversial subject in physics. It's the study of the production and behaviour of materials at very low temperatures. In films, it's how astronauts travel great distances before being woken up only to have their chests burst off by aliens. And in the view of Talk Radio's own Eamon Holmes, no relation, on This Morning, cryogenics is a load of old nonsense. But the question is it? Is Eamon Holmes a load of old nonsense? And if you were to freeze Eamon Holmes, would he be the world's fattest lollipop? All questions that only science can answer. I am interested in cryogenics as a subject, quite frankly, and it's front page news. Let's talk about cryogenics with Anders Sandberg. He's a futurist, he's an academic from the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford University. He's an advocate for cryonics. Anders, welcome to the programme. Hello.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for coming on. So, right, it's on the front pages of all the papers. What exactly is it?
Well, the idea in cryonics is that you freeze somebody who is just been pronounced dead to prevent any further decay. Make sure that all the neural connections in the brain stay intact. And then you store them for long enough, hoping that medicine will figure out a way of curing what ailed them and the damage we get from the cryonic storage process.
Right, so that makes a kind of sense. We understand how that may work in theory, but in practice, of course, this has never happened. So what is it that makes yourself and people who are advocates for it think that it is a reality?
Well, it is a reality that we can freeze people. The problem is getting them out alive from the freezer. Yeah. And that the nice thing is, of course, once you're frozen, you can afford to wait. You have an arbitrary amount of time. However, making a good, safe freezing process is rather tough. And that is where the controversy comes in, of course, because we can't prove that we can do this and then store all that information that needs to be stored well.
Yeah, and what sort of technology then are we talking about? I mean, is it, it's not as simple as just a freezer, presumably. There's a lot of complex issues around it, just from a practical point of view, right?
Yeah, so if you were to just dump me into a vat of liquid nitrogen, it would take absolutely forever to freeze me because I'm a heavy mass of mostly water and I have an enormous thermal capacity. So you would need to circulate a coolant fluid through my veins, and that is, of course, rather fiddly and yucky medical technology. Yeah. You would also need to prevent blood clots so you could reach all the parts. And most importantly, you need to prevent ice crystals from forming because they tend to break cell walls and cause all sorts of horrible damage.
Yes, because obviously in the thawing out, and again, that brings you to the thawing out process, doesn't it? I mean, this is, you know, messing with the body's liquid like blood. This is the realms of where we get when divers surface too quickly and there's bubbles in the blood and all that kind of stuff.
Exactly. And people have actually suggested that maybe one should change the pressure to do a cryonic suspension, but it's hard enough to do that at the hospital as it is.
How long, I mean, when did this, it's been around in science fiction, but what's the history of it?
So it began for real in 1967 when one of the first proponents was actually cryonically suspended. And, he's still literally on ice. So he's resting in a steel canister with liquid nitrogen and some ice cubes people thrown in the 60s, actually. They're still there.
So they threw ice cubes in with him?
Yeah, apparently, if you're in a hospital and you're dying, you want to cool down as quickly as possible. So one thing is, of course, add a bit of ice cubes and give CPR. But the proper thing requires a bit more technology. But apparently when Dr. Bedford was suspended, somebody threw in some ice cubes after him, and they're still there.
Right. So is this in terms of the future, people are sort of talking about a couple of hundred years and it might be possible, but I mean, in your opinion, and so you're an advocate for it and an academic, but, you know, how long are we looking at where technology is now? Because obviously we're very far ahead than we were in 1967 when this began, as you say. I mean, what sort of time scale are we looking at if research is going on?
I would be very surprised if we could do this within just a few decades. It's probably going to take decades to develop the medical technologies. I would also be very surprised if it can be done, that it wouldn't be done within a few centuries. So we need some form of technology to repair all the cell damage. So we need some kind of advanced nanotechnology. And that's not going to happen tomorrow. But as I said, cryonics patients, they have plenty of time.
That is, that's the one of the bonuses, I suppose. There's no truth in that Walt Disney. There's a story about Walt Disney having his head frozen cryonically.
That's an urban myth.
I thought so.
He was apparently looking into it, but he was actually cremated. So, yep, no Walt Disney.
Yeah, that's a shame in a way, isn't it? Because, you know, Walt Disney. And what about the ethics of it? In terms of, we know about the practicalities of it, but it's a controversial subject because of the ethics. I mean, you have worked in this field for a long time. I mean, how do you reconcile the ethics of it?
I think it's just as ethical as any other very experimental life-saving treatment. So when the heart transplant started, nobody knew if they actually would work, and people were really seriously creeped out by the idea. But that turned out to be pretty good once we got the habit of doing it right. And I think cryonics might eventually turn into something that people say, yeah, that's just the normal, rational thing to do. Except that we haven't proven that it can work yet.
Yeah.
And that is why skeptics are thinking that this is mostly based on hope rather than science. And then the cryonicists will start throwing science arguments at them, and everybody gets into a big argument about vitrification and long-term potentiation, which I think in the end doesn't make anything clearer. The point is, yeah, there seems to be some rational chance that this could work, and then it's probably stupid not to try it.
And what do you do day-to-day in the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford then? I mean, it's part of your work, of course, this, but what is the future of humanity?
Well, it is either rather dark or very bright, and our job is trying to
or
make...
Or very
it
orange in the case of Donald
bright.
Trump, but yeah.
Yeah, exactly, but in the long run of history, even Donald Trump will be forgotten, most likely. And the thing is, there are many threats threatening humanity, and we need to lower the probability of going extinct or having a bad future. But there are quite a lot of things to look forward to. On average, we're richer, healthier, more long-lived than ever, and that is a trend that has been going on with a few blips for a very long time. So if everything just continues on track, the future looks very good and very bright indeed.
Anders Sandberg there. He's an academic from the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford University. He's an advocate for cryonics, which, of course, is the main story of the day. And I'm looking brightly into the future to see Victoria Bourne sitting in front of me. Hi.
Hi.
She's got the news, which is next. After that, we'll be looking towards today's headline hijack. Of course, your reactions, if you've got a thought about cryonics, cryogenics, and which of those words is correct, because I'm still not sure. Then get in touch, 8722.
Start your message with the word talk, call, text, cost 25 pence plus your standard network. Rate.
And you can use Twitter as well, at Talk Radio.
Start your message with any word you like.
It's just after 1:30. Here is Victoria now with the news.
Talk Radio.
Over the next decade, funding for the royal family is going to increase by 66%. It's to pay for a £339 million refurbishment of Buckingham Palace. Sky's royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, who's at the palace, says it needs to be kept to a certain standard.
Thousands of tourists flock here to see every single year the fact that really this is integral to the workings of the royal family, whether it's garden parties, whether it's investitures, whether it's big state banquets. The royal family use the building behind me for all of their official duties.
The Supreme Court has decided the Scottish and Welsh governments can intervene in a battle over triggering Article 50. Theresa May is challenging a ruling that MPs have to approve the process of formally leaving the EU. A court has heard how Jo Cox tried to shield her face with her hands when she was shot and stabbed to death in June. 53-year-old Thomas Mair denies murdering the Labour MP in her West Yorkshire constituency. A pupil has been taken to hospital after falling 15 feet from a balcony at school. The 15-year-old girl is being treated at Edinburgh Royal Infirmary. Volkswagen is cutting 30,000 jobs to save money as it tries to recover from its diesel emissions scandal. Most of the posts will go in Germany. And composer Andrew Lloyd Webber has welcomed plans to get more children playing musical instruments. But a teaching union has criticised the £300 million government investment for under-18s in England. The weather, a breezy cold day with some sunny spells and showers in the west. More snow might be seen in areas of Wales, Yorkshire, the Lake District and western parts of Scotland. Highs of just 7 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
Victoria, thank you very much indeed. There's also more in an hour, of course. Let us not forget. Victoria. Regular listeners will know this already, but Victoria's news is smaller and shorter and slimmer than it used to be for a full minute. Count it. A minute has been shaved off it. So she has to make the time up. It's like a Toblerone, as we know now. It's smaller, but it costs the same because her wages haven't been reduced. And that's not fair. So she has to make the time up by doing bonus news. Today, it's vegetable news.
Vegetable news.
And we'll be doing that in around an hour's time. Also, headline hijack, yes, on the way, of course, make up a news story, get it to us, and we'll meet a lonely luncher in around 10 minutes' time. If you're lunching alone, get in touch, lonelylunch@talkradio.co.uk.
She knows where Ed Sheeran keeps his secret collection of alarming Victorian taxidermy. She sneaked into Lady Gaga's dressing room disguised as a boiled ham. And she once smuggled Justin Bieber's pet monkey through Ibiza Airport, dressed as a nun.
She's Anna Williamson, and she'll be sharing her shocking celebrity stories every Saturday night from 9 on Talk Radio. Get an access all areas backstage pass to the A-list with Anna Williamson's Showbiz Confidential. Adult only late night entertainment.
Showbiz Confidential with Anna Williamson. Tomorrow night from 9 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
A lot of your reactions coming in to this front page story, of course. This is the cryogenics story. The realms of science fiction. We're hearing there from Anders Sandberg. He's from the Future of Humanity Institute at Oxford University, saying it is a reality. It could happen. Eamon Holmes has said it's nonsense on the television this morning. But a lot of, and I think he was just describing this morning, in fact, that he's working on, to be honest. But he is just one person reacting to this big story. And so are you via the Talk Radio reaction line. Which is like a washing line.
A washing line, yeah.
We hang it. You know when you go in a hotel and you, sometimes over the bath, what you have is a washing line that you can pull out and just hang your clothes over the bath. It's like that in the office, but we hang reactions from it. And I know you've been in there picking some off.
Yes, that's correct, John. Lots coming in. John, why spend all this expensive ways on getting frozen? I prefer just walking outside in the cold naked after a shower. That's very cold. John, you haven't mentioned the trials.
In Sweden?
No, in Iceland. They've been freezing food for a long time, and you can get some great values there. That's coming from the Iceland PR team.
Yeah, I've got one here actually connected to that from Kerry Katona, who used to be the face of Iceland. And she says that she's invited me to try her frozen prawn ring. So that's nice. And I've got one here as well. It just says this. Hi, John. The snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. It looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling in this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. But the good girl. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel. Don't let them know. Well, now they know. Let it go. Let it go. Can't hold it back anymore. Let it go. Let it go. Turn away and slam the door. I don't care what they're going to say. Let the storm rage on. The cold never bothered me anyway. That's coming from Elsa. Thank you very much. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Twenty-three minutes away from today's made-up news story. In the news at 2 o'clock, you know damn well that there will be a fib, a fabrication and a fake, and we'd like you to supply it to us, please. It's Headline Hijack. It's there to confuse those who aren't listening to this bit of the programme. That's what its job is. They hear the news at 2 o'clock without hearing us set it up, and thus they believe it because it is the news. But one of the stories is a made-up news lie. Courtesy of your good self. Lines are open. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
We know that. At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with anybody
else. Cornelius, what's coming in?
Lots coming in, John. This is from Gary, who says Talk Radio presenter Martin Roberts has entered the celebrity jungle and turned the show on its head as he has managed to renovate the camp into a cosy, fully detached four-bedroom house in just under an hour. The producers of the show have not been given a key to the house, so tonight's episode will just be footage of outside the house.
Outside the house, yeah. Talk Radio's own Martin Roberts there. Talk Radio's own Martin. How's he doing his programme from the jungle, his property programme?
It's going to be a best of.
Oh, fine. Just a couple of minutes then, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't know what they're doing the rest of the time.
I'm just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. I do actually love Martin Roberts. He's one of my favourite people. And the thing I like most about Homes Under the Hammer is the way they link to all of what he says with songs that really specific. And, you know, if he says word to word, he just goes, oh, this is our house. He goes, our house in the middle. Yes, we know. Yeah. This house has no running water. And then it goes, Running to Stand Still by U2. Just because it's got the word in it. It's like when we set up the big story. Mate. It's where I got the idea. From Martin Roberts. Anyway, here we go. It's almost traffic and travel time. After that, we will meet a lonely luncher. Somebody lunching alone, winning a gift prize from the Talk Radio in the Afternoon Tupperware Hall of Despair gift prize bag. If you're lunching alone, get on the list. Lonely Lunch at talkradio.co.uk. We'll meet today's next here on, yes, that's right, Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking. Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man City, Liverpool and Everton all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
At Wix, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wix, let's do it right.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world demands quality goods and services that UK businesses can supply. From technology to the USA, education to Hong Kong, or offshore wind equipment to France,
For help and support meeting this global opportunity, search Exporting is Great.
Okay, I'm going to say something radical in this advert for WeBuyAnyCar.com. If you sell your car privately, you might get a better price than if you sell with us. Yep, I said it. But ask yourself this, how much do you value your evenings and weekends? Is it really worth giving up so much of your time for a little extra money? No? Then join the thousands of motorists who sell with us quickly and easily every week. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See WeBuyAnyCar.com/info.
Why do I drive with Uber? Well, I get to have more time with the family.
Well, it really helps pay off the mortgage quicker.
I drive with Uber because the hours are totally flexible.
And I'm making money on my own terms.
Just some of the reasons why people all over the UK love driving with Uber. Even if you don't have your own car, we'll help you get started with a free Ignition info session. Get started through Ignition, and you'll even get an extra £300 after you've completed 20 trips. Sign up today at godriveuber.co.uk. T's and C's and private hire licence fees may apply.
It's another great giveaway, hey, in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Our free Mary Mary's Christmas makes your festive feast delicious. Get your Mary Mary's Christmas in the Sun on Sunday.
From great ideas, top turkey tips and perfect puds from the Queen of Cooking, get your free glossy Mary Berry's Christmas magazine inside the Sun on Sunday. It's your recipe for no-stress success this Christmas. Another unmissable great giveaway, hey, only in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, through Leicestershire on the M1, we've got two lanes closed off due to an accident. That's going northbound just between Junction 4 and Junction 25 at the Nottingham and Derby turn-off. Also, the M1 northbound through Northamptonshire just around Junction 17. It is slow along that stretch due to the roadworks. Through South Yorkshire on the M1 northbound between Junction 31 and Junction 32, we do have delays due to an earlier accident, but all lanes have reopened. I'm Poonam Verma.
Engine. Check. Brake pads. Check. Windscreen wipers. Check. Another excited customer? Woohoo! Check. With 142 quality checks, 12 months warranty and 2 free services, a Volkswagen Dasfeld Auto used car is as good as new. And now with deposit contributions from £500 to £2,000 on 10.9% APR representative. Offers on used Volkswagens aged 3 to 60 months on Solutions Personal Contract Plan. Participating retailers until 31st of December. T's and C's and exclusions apply. 18s and over subject to status. Volkswagen Financial Services. Visit your local retailer for details.
Start your engines, petrol heads, and don't miss the Motor Show. It's automotive for the people on your radio.
Sports cars, pickups, 4x4s, GTI or coupe. What convertible is best to buy for a bloke who wears a toupee?
He's the motor mouth with the V8 brain. His car know-how is stunning. Listen to Revved Up Andy J and get your motor running.
The Motor Show with Andy J.
Expert car talk that doesn't use a sneaky gadget to improve emissions.
Tomorrow afternoon from 3 on Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
In the afternoon, good afternoon, just joining us. Friday afternoon, of course. And that doesn't stop the news machine, though, does it? The news machine, of course, is a bit like a combine harvester. You're probably aware of that. That just so the suck goes along, doesn't it? Churning up the news, churning it, the front, and then shooting it out the back in easy-to-understand forms. That's where we help. We don't have a combine harvester, we literally don't have the budget for that, but what we do have is a man on a train with a metro and a Sharpie scribbling Japanese poetry onto the paper to the amusement of all of the commuters. It's where we explain the news on a daily basis, because, as you know, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. The big stories of the day, presented in traditional Japanese poetry form. It's the news in haikus.
Tornado in Wales. Several homes without power were not affected.
Because it's the Welsh. Good afternoon, then. Let's meet a lonely luncher.
Lonely, I'm Mr. Lonely.
Right, it's time once again to bang on the doors of the Tupperware Hall of Despair. Those doors made of mouldering pita bread, of course, which we have cryogenically frozen, so it's still in tip-top condition. Inside, you will find the names of those who have gone before, those who have been inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. The Lonely's What Lunch. If you're lunching alone, this is the feature for you. For our aim, our simple aim, is to make you fewer lonely. That is what we're here for. We can indulge in idle, news-based chit and chat, as a talk radio station is wont to do. Anything. The subject is yours. It's over to you, really. We only require that you are lunching alone. Come on the radio, tell us what you're having for lunch, and then allow us to pull you through it. You could be on the receiving end of an exciting, and by exciting I mean unexciting, gift prize. Details of that coming up very shortly. The names of those who have gone before scrawled on the walls in gravy and tears. Today's Lonely Luncher is called Ty. He is in Shoreditch. Here he is. Hello.
Hello.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm very good, thank you. You caught me at a good time.
You did what? Lunchtime?
Yeah.
Yep. So why are you lunching alone, Ty? What's, what are you doing?
Oh, you're actually funny. It's an interesting day today, because usually I'll be having lunch at the studio where I work in front of a computer watching YouTube videos, but yeah, randomly this morning I was sent out to look at locations to shoot a music video at and take pictures.
This is exciting, isn't it? Right, oh, this is glamorous. Right, okay, Ty. So, for a start, you're in Shoreditch, so that's already hipster poncy, isn't it? So
Yeah, it is. Mm. This place is quite cool.
And obviously, you've gone, here I am in Shoreditch, and I just popped out to take some photos for a shoot a music video location. I mean, that's, you know, if you don't mind me saying, Ty, right, with the best but will in the world, I mean, it does make you sound like a git. But in a nice way. What music video, Ty? Whose music video do we know?
He's a new artist, actually. Yeah, this will be his first video. His name is Daniel Unix. I think I'm pronouncing that right. I'm not directing it, but I was sent out to take the pictures.
I see. And so what sort of location? Sorry, did you say Daryl Unix?
Dallo, like D-A-L-O.
D-A-L-O. Google this, Con. D-A-L-O.
Unique.
Unique. Dallo Unique. All right. Well, yeah. It's sort of like the only other one, Dallo, I think, was the Dallo Lama. So, while we find out what on earth that is, let's talk about his location. So, are you in Shoreditch doing the location shooting, or are you or scouting, or have you gone elsewhere for Dallo Unique?
No, I've gone to Shoreditch because the director said he wants a Shoreditchy vibe, so we're best than Shoreditch.
Yeah, your Shoreditchy vibe. I mean, you're in Shoreditch now. Look around. Tell us the vibe, Ty. Tell us the vibe.
Okay. There's some really cool artwork on the walls, and the lady who works there, Amy, just said that it was made by a famous guy who does lots of really cool prints, and I've already forgotten, but apparently it was like Never Mind the Buzzcocks kind of style.
Right, yeah,
I'm
okay.
Saying that wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah, lots of woodwork. There are some people having a nice businessy lunch.
Yeah.
They're only too businessy.
Are there any beards? You can see any square shaped beards?
Yes.
Good.
Two.
Strong, good. Man bun?
No, but a ponytail.
Oh, fine. Yeah. That's up there. That's good.
Oh, man bun, spotted it. Yeah,
there you go. I didn't take long, did it? No. Ex offender opening up a pop up shop in a disused railway arch?
Not that I can see.
It won't be far away. You're never more in Shoreditch more than it's like a rat. You're never more than 100 centimetres from a pop-up shop in Shoreditch. We've googled Dallo Unique.
I found nothing.
To no avail.
Oh.
Can't find
anything.
That's
how new he is. Even Google can't find him. I mean, I could tell you where I am.
That's how cool he is.
Yeah. He's just not even on Google. Maybe that's a new thing. Maybe it's like an anti pop up because you don't pop up on Google, and that maybe is the new hipster thing. You don't pop up. Maybe he's just so cool.
Maybe you just give a fake name. I mean, although I did just see someone who looked like Stephen King walk past the window.
Stephen King, as in the author Stephen King.
Yeah, but a hipster Stephen King. He had that kind of like a hipster floppy comb over thing.
Nice. It's we're getting an insight into East London with our man on the ground. It's Ty. Ty, what are you having for lunch? Do tell me, it's Ty.
Well, maybe you can help me, because I've got the menu here, and it's like, I'm very, very hungry, and I'm not quite sure what to go for.
Go on, then.
Cool. So, yeah, so I'm at this place called the Strong Room Bar and Kitchen. Now, I've never been here before, but I've always gone kind of past the road that connects it.
Yep.
And so I picked up the menu, and I got really excited, then flipped it over, and now I'm confused.
Go on.
All right, okay, so on one side, they've got the stuffed chicken leg with mash, with also tarragon sauce and wild mushrooms.
Mm.
There's a slow-cooked beef cheek and bourguignon sauce.
What sauce?
Bourguignon? I'm probably pronouncing this wrong.
Bourguignon?
Bourguignon.
B-O-U-R-G-U-I-G-N-O-N.
You know this.
Yeah. Bourguignon.
Is that right?
Bourguignon.
Bourguignon.
Birmingham sauce, is that right?
Birmingham sauce. Yeah, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, but then on the flip side, they've got steak, bone marrow, and black pudding burger.
I'd go for that. If I were you, I'd go for that.
Yeah?
Definitely. That's a strong lunch, Ty. Who's paying for your lunch? Is it you or expensing it?
Me.
Ah, oh, that's a shame, isn't it? How much is the steak burger?
It's actually £8.50.
That's reasonable.
Right. Does it come with chips?
I don't think... I always check for that, actually, because that's how they get you, but I don't believe so. But they've even got, like, ribs at wings on the side menu.
Right, yeah. And, Con, you've made an elementary error there. It's Shoreditch. They're not chips, are they? I mean, they're going to be...
sweet potato fries.
Yeah, there you go. So it's sweet potato fries. It's definitely fries. Frites. It's not chips. Yeah, frites is good. Yeah, golden yellow curves, something like that.
Mm.
All right, look, that's good. We know what you're having for lunch. We know where you're having lunch. We know what you're doing. Now, idle chit-chat, Ty. We are available to you to chat about the issues of the day, to talk radio station. That's the point.
Yeah.
Anything we can help you with, because the reason we're here is for you, Ty, to make you feel fewer lonely this lunch. So anything you want us to sort of think of us as an awkward colleague that you don't know very well. That's what we tell people. It's where you've met us maybe at the photocopier or in the kitchen, the kettle's not, you're waiting there and you've forced into an awkward conversation. It's sort of recreating that.
Okay, fine. I'm going to throw you around the deep end then. I'd say, how can you make me feel better about the future post-Trump and Brexit?
Good question. Very strong question. Yeah, the future. Well, interesting you should say that, because not half an hour ago, Ty, we were talking to an expert in cryonics. You may have seen the front pages of the papers today where this...
14-year-old girl.
That's right, the court case, where she has successfully... the court said she can have her body flown to America and cryogenically frozen, which is, you know, ethically and scientifically, it's a fascinating subject. We were speaking to an expert about it. But he said, and tell me what you think about it, is that it actually points to, his words, a bright future, because we don't know, say, in 200 years' time, whether the technology will exist. But, of course, if you're frozen, you don't know anyway. You've got the ultimate waiting time, was how he put it. He said, so, technically, if all of humanity eventually makes this work, it is a bright future for all. What's your take on it, Ty? Cryonics?
I think it's very interesting, because, I mean, from my perspective, time will just go by normally, but for that individual, if all goes well, it would be as if they fell asleep and then woke up, and then 100 years would have gone past. I mean, it's kind of scary in a way, but
it is,
I guess, you know.
Is it a problem for the population? Because if you think, look around Shoreditch now, right, where you are.
Yeah.
So you've already seen two square beards. You've seen a man bun and a ponytail.
Yeah.
And I dare say, if you have another glance around, you'll see some mankles, won't you? You'll see some jeans that are rolled up a little bit too high above the ankle with a bare ankle on a shoe on. Just have a quick look. I bet you can see that.
No, I did earlier on when I was trying to find this place.
Close enough. So, but what I'm saying is there's a lot of people there, you know, and think about, let's zoom in on Shoreditch because that's where you are, but let's think about that. Let's say all of those people decide for their bright future to freeze themselves tomorrow in Shoreditch, right? Now, that's fine, right? And I wouldn't be surprised by now there's not a proper pop-up cryonics shop in a disused railway arch staffed by ex-offender. I wouldn't be surprised if this afternoon that doesn't open up. A cryonics cafe where you go and you have a cup of tea, but they freeze you while you're drinking it. It's a pop-up idea. It's a hipster nonsense. But imagine they're all frozen. They wake up in 200 years' time or 100 years' time. In their place, though, have come many, many, many more hipsters, right? Because that's where they gravitate to. It's like, Shoreditch is like catnip to hipsters. So they gravitate there, right? Now, they then, in turn, choose to freeze themselves. And then another load of hipsters come in and fill the place. What I'm saying is, in 200 years' time, when we wake up, we're going to be overrun with hipsters, right? And it's for the population, of the world. You're just, people aren't dying; they're coming back, and we're already overstaffed, are we, in terms of population? So it's just going to make the situation worse, isn't it, Ty?
Yeah, that, you paint a very grim picture of the future.
Yes, I
would have thought that the hipster look would be something that everyone would be regretting in 10 years' time. I mean, I reckon the top knot's probably got 2 years left before everyone looks back at old Facebook photos and wonders, you know, what were they thinking?
Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's a fascinating subject. I'm glad I was able to talk to you about it, Ty. Now, you get inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair by passing through our programme as part of Lonely Lunch. You'll now hear some music, Ty. It denotes the fact that there are some gifts that you can choose from. To take away as a souvenir of your time with us. You get a choice of gifts. Here comes the music. And we now read you a list of gifts, and you can choose one of them. Here we go.
A Talk Radio mug.
Yes, we will send it to you in pieces today, as it seems to have completely fallen apart.
Today's Metro newspaper with haiku scribbled on it.
Written on the train this morning, sat next to a man who looked a bit like LBC's Ian Dale, so we'll see if they start appearing on his show too.
A Talk Sport mug.
A black mug with a Talk Sport logo on it.
That's it.
Yeah.
A copy of A Portrait of an Idiot as a Young Man.
Great book.
A book written by Talk Radio's John Holmes.
Hello.
Who describes the vibe in Nuneaton in the 70s.
Something like that.
A Talk Sport 2 mug.
Currently on TalkSport 2, Ray Stubbs is discussing Croquet Hammer of the Week.
Great.
A 2016 TalkSport Colin Murray calendar.
Definitely up there with my favourite Irish broadcaster-based merchandise, along with my Dermot O'Leary tea cosy.
A 2016 Talk Radio John Holmes colander.
And when we asked for our own calendar, unfortunately there was a typo in an email somewhere along the line, so we have this colander for you.
Which of those would you like, Ty, as a souvenir of your time with us?
The sport-related mug.
The sport-related mug? Which one? Talk Sport or Talk Sport 2?
Oh, damn. Oh.
I know.
I'm going to have to go for Talk Sport... One.
Okay, you're on. Right, that's what you've won. Well done. Thank you, Ty. Pleasure talking to you. That is Ty. He is inducted into the Tupperware Hall of Despair. You see how easy that was? It could be you. It's just idle chit-chat about this and about that. LonelyLunch@talkradio.co.uk. That is all you need to get in touch with us, and you can get on the list. Now, ahead of the news, it's time to pick today's winner of Headline Hijack, because there will be a made-up news story in the forthcoming bulletin. But the question is... whose will it be? To confuse those who aren't listening to this bit, Cornelius?
It's Sophie.
And where's Sophie from?
Wolverhampton.
Is she?
Yes.
And she is victorious by getting her story into Victoria's News. It's coming next. It's Headline Hijack. After that, work experience punditry. Today, as Rudd, we'll be in to review films. Later on the programme, James May, out of off of Amazon's The Grand Tour, will be joining us. In a manner of speaking. It is Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio, the 21st century dream team of dialogue, debate and discourse.
Talk Radio, give it some lift.
Get your weekday afternoons underway with Drive on Talk Radio with Uber. Buckle up this afternoon from 4. As Sam Delaney delivers a dependable daily dose of discussion and debate, along with a boot full of banter. For the latest news, showbiz gossip and controversial comment, it's the nation's favourite destination, Drive, with Sam Delaney on Talk Radio with Uber. Driving with Uber can help you fund whatever you want to achieve. Go to drivewithuber.co.uk.
Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man City, Liverpool and Everton all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+, gamblerware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Right now, the world wants the UK's goods and services. Our reputation for quality and innovation means there are buyers around the world wanting to work with your business. The demand is out there. You should be too. Search Exporting is Great.
We've got it at Selco.
Selco, it's where the trade goes.
At Selco Builders Warehouse, we've got some real deals on a wide range of trade quality building products. In November, we've got a real deal on a 25 kilogram bag of rugby cement for only £2.99 ex-VAT. Now that's a real deal. See selcobw.com for even more real deals and to find your nearest branch.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade goes.
It's another great giveaway, hey, in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Our free Merry Berries Christmas makes your festive feast delicious. Get your Merry Berries Christmas in the Sun on Sunday.
For great ideas, top turkey tips and perfect puds from the Queen of Cooking, get your free glossy Merry Berries Christmas magazine inside the Sun on Sunday. It's your recipe for no-stress success this Christmas. Another unmissable great giveaway, hey, only in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Talk Radio.
Just after 2 o'clock. Good afternoon. It is Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, taxpayer to fund palace renovation. Dying teen wins right to preserve body. And find out what fire crews have called one of their strangest ever calls.
Talk Radio.
Funding for the royal family is going up by more than 60% over the next 10 years. It's to pay for what's been described as essential repairs to Buckingham Palace. Sky's royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, says the cost is much higher than previously thought.
A couple of years ago, it was estimated that the costs were going to be about £150 million. We're now talking more like £369 million. So I think there will be a lot of debate about how it's been able to happen, that these palaces have been able to crumble.
The Old Bailey's heard MP Jo Cox trying to shield her face as she was shot in the head. The 41-year-old Labour politician was stabbed 15 times and shot 3 times just days before the EU referendum. 53-year-old Thomas Mair denies murder. The Scottish and Welsh governments have been told they can intervene in how the UK's exit from the EU is formally started. The Supreme Court's ruled they can both have a say. A High Court judge has ruled in favour of a 14-year-old British girl who died of cancer and wanted to have her body frozen in the USA. Her parents couldn't agree on whether to carry out her final wishes to one day be woken up and be cured. Futurist Anders Sandberg has told John it gives time to allow science to catch up.
Once you're frozen, you can afford to wait. You have an arbitrary amount of time. However, making a good, safe freezing process is rather tough. And that is where the controversy comes in, of course, because we can't prove that we can do this and then store all that information that needs to be stored well.
And firefighters had to be called to help an Indian rhino with toothache. The crew attended Edinburgh Zoo to help winch two-term Bertus into a safe position so he could have the procedure. He's now doing well.
He was winched into a safe position?
Yeah, because he's heavy.
How much to the best of us?
You're not that big, though.
Pardon? Get us the hell out of this with some
song.
Radio National Weather.
I'm going to carry on talking. A breezy cold day with sunny spells and showers in the west. More snow might be seen in areas of Wales, Yorkshire. John, what was that gesture?
Nothing. I was just getting you to hurry up.
It looked very inappropriate.
It wasn't.
I don't think you should be doing that sort of thing in the workplace. If we had an HR department, I would contact them. Anyway, highs are 7 degrees.
Thanks, Victoria.
That's quite cold.
Yeah, it is.
Well done.
Chilly. It's winter, it's pretty much.
Oh, have you been doing temperature at school this week?
It's normally 14 in her news.
Well, it's been quite mild of late.
All right, enough. Here's Patabut with the pre-recorded sport.
Talk Radio Sports Update.
I'm Pete Abbott. Gareth Southgate will have an interview for the England job on Monday. He completed an unbeaten 4-game spell as interim manager with a 2-2 draw against Spain on Tuesday. It's understood he wants a contract through to Euro 2020. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has been named as the Premier League Manager of the Month for October. Eden Hazard won the Player of the Month award. In cricket, India are in control of the second test after England's top order slumped on day two. Alistair Cook's side are 103 for 5 in their first innings, trailing the host by 352 runs. England are replying to India's first innings total of 455. England will have Billy Vunipola and Elliot Daly in their starting team for tomorrow's Autumn Rugby Union International against Fiji after both players were past fit. Head coach Eddie Jones delayed the naming of his lineup in order to give them more time to recover. And this afternoon, Andy Murray can set up a last four spot against Milos Raonic at the World Tour Tennis Finals if he beats Stan Wawrinka. A defeat means he'll play Novak Djokovic in the last four. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
And finally, a freshly leaked memo has been obtained by Talk Radio that suggests the government is considering privatising the Brexit process. Virgin have approached the government saying that they have a solid plan and that they're willing to execute it for a reasonable fee.
Thank you very much indeed. There's Victoria with the live news and Patabat with the pre-recorded sport. Next, we'll look at the weekend's films with work experience punditry.
Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes.
John Holmes.
On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
All right then, hello. 7 minutes past 2 o'clock. Tonight is Children in Need. That's right, on the BBC. Very much in the news today. Record prices paid for auction items. Chris Evans over on Radio 2 has been auctioning off various experiences. Things that money can't buy is the sort of thing the late, great Terry Wogan used to do, of course, when he was in charge of Children in Need. But it is tonight. A lot to look forward to on Children in Need if you are going to be watching it. Just looking now, a rundown of some of the things that are happening. Apparently, the cast of Aladdin tonight from 7 on BBC One. The cast of Aladdin are going to be recreating Russia's annexing of the Crimea. The stars of EastEnders are going to be performing Ibsen's Hedda Gabler in Morse code. What a night. And there's a special appearance by the Muppets doing their own version of A Muppet, i.e. David Blake. All to look forward to on Children in Need, but we don't want to be left out at all. So we thought we'd bring you this afternoon a sort of Children in Need themed text in, because yes, a lot of people are all over social media going, oh, here's what I'm doing for Children in Need. Like, my own children have gone to school today. Spotty.
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 Spotty. Not anything to do with Children in Need, they've got chicken pox. But the point is that you can dress up, can't you? And go to school, your workplace, all dressed. It's so zany. In there, you know, it's it, out in the office. I mean, everyone's got involved. You know, it's you know, I saw Moose, who does the and he was like dressed as a sort of slob.
It's fun.
Not Children in Need, obviously. Come to work, but you know, it's interesting what people do. But what we want to know is, it's all very well saying, "Yes, I'm doing this for Children in Need. I'm doing that for Children in Need." But what aren't you doing for Children in Need? Allow this to be your non-Children in Need space this afternoon. If you are not doing something for Children in Need, because you literally can't be asked, let us know what you can't be asked to do, and thus how much money you didn't raise, thereby losing money for Children in Need, and how much money. And we'll keep a little totaliser by the end of the show. We'll know how much Talk Radio in the afternoon listeners' laziness lost Children in Need. I think that's fair. For instance, John, I'm not wearing, this is from Paul, I'm not wearing my pyjamas to work today. If I had have done, I could probably raise about 30 quid, but I couldn't be asked. So that's 30 quid, Cornelius. Get that onto the money loss totaliser. John. I've gone to work today dressed as a clown, but as I am a professional clown, I've raised no money at all for Children in Need. Probably lost them about 20 quid. So there's 20 quid. We're up to 50 quid already.
£50.
So if you just let us know what you're not doing for Children in Need because you're too lazy and how much money you think that's lost them. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with how you're not raising money, for children in need.
Let's do this as well, because it's Some Request Friday.
Some Request Friday.
It's important to say. So, and it's a Children in Need special for that as well. Regular listeners will know that on a Friday, we take your requests for speeches and dedications, just like Radio 2 do, but with music. We can't do that. We're a talk radio station. So any speech or talk, dedication or request, we are happy to take them. We will play you your favourite speeches. It could be for your birthday. It could be just because it's a Friday. Bang in speech anthem. But let us know. Here's one coming. Hi, John. I would love it if you'd play me a speech today. I've pledged not to give £5. There you go. It's already more coming in. I've pledged not to give £5 to wear wellies filled with baked beans, as the beans themselves actually cost quite a lot already. Also, wellies filled with baked beans would be rank. While I don't do this because I'm too lazy and can't be asked, why don't you play me Betty White's acceptance speech at the SAG Awards? Well, that's from Jamie. Well, Jamie, first of all, well done. Thank you for losing Children Need £5 due to your absolute laziness there. We're now up to £55, by the way. Get involved. Here is Betty White's acceptance speech, especially for Some Request Friday, at the SAG Awards.
From the bottom of my heart and from the bottom of my bottom, thank you for whatever. Oh, my dears, I can't. And the fact that this lovely lady, she is such a wonderful one with all the wonderful things that have happened to her, isn't it heartening to see how far a girl, as plain as she is, can go. One years ago, when I sang on an experiment thing that was called television, who would have dreamed it would culminate in an evening like this? I should be presenting an award to you for the privilege of working in this wonderful business all this time, and you still can't get rid of me. I was only 88 last Sunday, so I've got lots more stuff to do.
So there we are, especially for Some Request Friday. It's a regular thing we do each Friday. You can request speeches and talks, of course, your favourite ones, to hear on the programme as dedications. It's a Children in Need special. That's for Jamie, who didn't go to work wearing wellies filled with baked beans because the beans cost him quite a lot of money. He literally couldn't be asked. He's lost Children in Need £5 due to his laziness. We've added it to the total, up to 55. Do get involved. 8722 is starting messages. I was just doing that there, just for time. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter. You do that.
For time. Yeah. Start your message with anything you'd like.
Yeah, it's work experience punditry time now. So, hello, Talk Radio. Work experience punditry, then, is where we take a work experience from the office, shove them in here, in front of a microphone. It's better than most work experiences, isn't it? Not making the tea or the photocopying, because it's not making a photocopier for people, or that. It's getting on the radio, really early on in your burgeoning radio career. Work experience punditry also means we don't have to pay them. Rudd's here. Hello, Rudd.
Hi.
Hi there.
How are we?
Yes, fine, thanks. Now, you, I understand, have not been paid to review films for us today.
Oh, absolutely not.
All right, where are we starting?
We can start with One Man Army.
Right.
Did you remember a few years ago, that guy, that American who went to Pakistan just by himself, who's just a guy who just went to Pakistan to kill Osama bin Laden?
No.
Oh, right, it was in the news, like...
Oh, I just can't get my head around.
Yeah, it would have been... I think it was like 2005 or 2006, I think. He's just this bloke in America who has like delusions of grandeur, and he God visits him and says, "You need to go to Pakistan to kill Osama bin Laden."
Yes.
Nick Cage plays the Gary Faulkner, the man who goes over to Pakistan to kill Osama bin Laden, and Russell Brand plays God. So already, just by that cast,
it's not great, is it?
Yes, exactly.
really?
Yeah.
No, the world was not waiting for Nicolas Cage, Russell Brand, or Russell Grant film.
It was a comedy film. There were a few gags where I chuckled and I had a laugh, but overall, I wasn't like just sitting there smiling the whole time. I was just It took a while to get into the bit where he's actually like going to Pakistan and stuff. It just took a bit too long.
I thought that the nutter who wanted to go over and kill Osama bin Laden was George W. Bush, no?
Yes, exactly. It was a good film. I say that it wasn't a good film, but I enjoyed it, just in the sense that it was really stupid, and I think they knew it was really stupid, so it just, like, it was one of those films that didn't take itself seriously at all.
Do we have a clip of it?
No, do we?
Yeah.
Oh, we do, sweet.
Good, well done. Work experience there, coming to the fore. Right, here's a clip. What's it called?
One Man Army. What? No, Army of One, sorry.
Oh, right. So you didn't know whether we got a clip and you don't know the title of the film?
I don't know anything.
This could be a clip of anything now.
I'm just on work experience.
Fine. Here's a clip of something we think is called Army of One.
Hello, Gary.
God?
I've got a favour to ask you, Gary.
A favour?
I need you to go over to Pakistan and capture bin Laden for me.
Capture bin Laden?
We're talking about destiny, Gary.
Yes!
You and Osama bin Laden.
That's crazy.
No, I have a lot to do. I'm planning and training.
Hey, man, I don't want to be that guy, but I'm pretty sure you can't sail to Pakistan.
I'm sailing!
Is this Pakistan?
No, senor.
Reason for visit?
Taking care of business. So how do you like it here in Pakistan?
Pakistan is very, very beautiful.
I love America, so we're even.
I love America, too.
What's this? An American's at loose in the slums of Islamabad. No! He's searching for Osama bin Laden. He's obsessed.
And there it was, a clip from Army of One, which stars Nicolas Cage and Russell Brand.
Yes. The thing is, like, as you could hear there, the guy was like, I can't remember his name. The guy that talks like that. Well, that's what he sounds like.
This is the best film review ever, isn't it? I mean...
basically, Nick Cage was, like, perfect for that role as, like, just not, a completely non-malicious, just bit weird guy. And he did it really well. It was a bit annoying at first, but once you kind of get to know the character, it's actually quite good.
Nicolas Cage is an interesting movie star, isn't he? Because he's done some absolute... Yeah. He's Oscar nominated. Did he even win for Raising Arizona? I can't remember. But he has... When Nicolas Cage does a good film, it's a good film. The Rock, for instance.
Yeah.
Awesome. But then he does utter rubbish.
Con Air was really good. He'll do something like... Oh, God, what's a terrible Nick Cage film? There's so many to choose from.
There are. The one where Ghost Rider.
Oh, God, that was dreadful. Yeah. But that was just because it was a like really low-budget superhero movie, and they're all dreadful. Green Lantern, all of them.
Well done.
It has one of my favourite lines, this film. It's where he says, "Some people say that you can't quantify kick-acidness. Those are people who recently had their asses kicked." Which I think is a very good line.
Right, and on that, we will go to Traffic and Travel. Rod, we're reviewing more films after the break. I mean, you know, I say that. Do you know their titles? Try and learn them. Right, so Rod is there with Work Experience Punditry. Don't forget James May on this programme, talking about the brand new Amazon series, The Grand Tour, of course, with Hammond, Clarkson and May on before the afternoon example. Plus live music later as we drag another busker in off the street. You're listening to Talk Radio. I am John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Intelligent, organic entertainment.
Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
Introducing the Sun's three-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's 3 small steps for you, 1 giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Starts this weekend, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
It's only a few drops of rain. Bit of water on the road? You're only doing 70. It's only a car braking in front. It's only a skid. It's only across one lane. It's only a family and their kids in the back.
When it rains, it kills. Last year, 2,918 people were killed or seriously injured when driving in the rain. Slow down. Highways England.
Get a Mercedes-Benz van service from your local authorised repairer from just £99. With out-of-hour servicing available at our dealers, we're helping to reduce downtime for businesses like Simon Taylor Group.
We have a very good relationship with the local dealer, and we can put vehicles in at night time and get them back in the morning.
And if your Mercedes-Benz van is less than 4 years old, your service gives you free Mobilo van roadside assistance. We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest Mercedes-Benz service centre at mbvans.co.uk/service. £99 is prices based on new Citan Vito models at participating dealers. Exclusions apply. All prices exclude VAT at 20%. Mobilo van valid for UK vehicles registered after October 2012. T's and C's apply.
At Wix, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wix, let's do it right.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah,
nicer problems to have.
EuroMillions is now even better, with huge jackpots and two guaranteed UK millionaires in every draw. Only from the National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M1 through Leicestershire, if you're going northbound between junction 24 and 25, very slow. It is due to an earlier accident with congestion onto the A42 at the moment. All lanes have reopened, though. The M1 through West Yorkshire, we've got queues and traffic heavier than normal due to an overturned vehicle on the M1 northbound between junction 44 and junction 5 with congestion back to junction 43. Very slow on the M5 southbound through Worcestershire between junction 5 and 6 also. I'm Poonam Verma.
N-Powers asked me to seek out some family superpowers. This is Russell. Don't panic, that's his hands. Hello, Russell.
Hello.
Oh, that takes me right back. What else can you play?
Anything you like.
Amazing! And here's a handy superpower from us. Our feel-good fixed tariff means your energy prices won't go up before August 2018, but they could come down.
I wonder if he does weddings.
Search family superpowers to find out more. You have the N-Power. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio.
We have ways of making you talk.
Mid-mornings with Julia Hartley-Brewer. Join the titanium lady of Talk Radio for 3 hours of provocative discussion, intelligent analysis and fearless comment.
Mid-mornings with me, Julia Hartley-Brewer. Your one-stop shop for debate about the stories that everyone's talking about.
No nonsense, no prisoners, no substitutes.
Get both barrels from Judge Jules.
Julia Hartley-Brewer, weekday mornings from 10.
On your all-new speech station, Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
So, good afternoon then. You are listening to Talk Radio, where we are doing our Children in Need special, which is today, how much money have you lost children in need by not being asked to do something for them? The other radio airwaves, of course, full of people going, oh, I've got in a bath full of eggs and I've made a pound. No, not here. It's what didn't you do because you couldn't be bothered. Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
A lot of these coming in, actually. Thank you very much for them. Let me get through some here. I have not had a combined cycle ride and beard shave for children in need, says Gary Andrews. I predict I would have earned, if I had done it, I would have earned £72.50 and possibly a facial scar. But I've done neither of those things and thus have lost £72.50. So if you could add that...
That's £127.50 we're on now.
That's good. That's how much your laziness has cost children in need. This is one. This is going to up the totaliser. This is splendid. Hashtag not CIN. Not lost 14 stone in a day, John. That's what I was planning to do, but I couldn't be bothered. This is from Jason Leslie. I could have been sponsored £1,000 a stone, couldn't I? So that's £14,000 children in need have missed out on because I am fat. That's Jason Leslie there. Right, add that. What are we on, totaliser?
£14,127.50.
This is amazing! Yay! Come on! This is really very good. John, I was planning a marathon 3-hour Chris Moyles listen-a-thon this morning, but can only manage 5 minutes. £45 not to children in need from Will Whitmey on Twitter. Let us know what you are not doing for children in need because of your laziness and how much money it wouldn't have raised. And we will put it to the total. The total reminders again.
Whoa, it's now at £14,172.50.
You join us midst work experience punditry, a work experience from the office dragged in here. and forced to review something. Today it's film, as you would expect. Films for the weekend. What could you be doing at the weekend film-wise? We've already talked about a Nicolas Cage, Russell Brand experience that is a terrible film, but entertaining in its own way. That is the opinion of Rudd. Am I right, Rudd?
That is correct.
Okay, and when did you say that came out?
It came out on the 4th of November.
Right, there we go. In cinemas now. Right, where do we head next?
We head next to Nazi-era Czechoslovakia, which is slightly less jolly than the last one.
Fewer.
Fewer. Well, I mean, they called him the Fuhrer, but I mean, I didn't think I needed to include that. It was a very good film. It just took about 50 minutes to get good. There was a lot of, like, drudging through some really dull stuff.
Yeah.
But then, like, it gets 50 minutes in and it all kicks off and it's amazing. So
it's a bit like this show in many ways.
Oh, no. Well, this show never gets good.
No, you're right.
Oh! basically, the...
I don't want him in again.
The other thing is that, like, it, you know Cillian Murphy?
Yes.
Yeah, he's in it.
And Peaky Blinders.
Peaky Blinders and 28 Days Later, yep. And the Scarecrow from Batman. Mm. And also the guy who played the man in 50 Shades of Grey, Jamie Dornan.
Yes.
In it. It's good, but the thing is, it's like, they're English actors, so they are talking like this, and it's like, could you not just get some Czech actors?
I quite like that. Could you do the rest of this review in that accent?
Okay, so wouldn't that be quite offensive to someone somewhere?
Well, we've had this discussion before, and you see, no. I mean, because there are certain accents you can do, Rudd, that are considered offensive.
I mean, especially...
And then there are accents that are fine, and no one minds. So, and it's a mystery, because I don't understand why one accent can be racist and one isn't racist. If you've got an insight into this, you wouldn't mind if I do French, would you?
Oh.
That's fine, isn't it? But if I were to do that, I don't know, in, like, Chinese or something...
Yeah, well, you're not going to...
See? Then that happens.
Lithuania,
that was fine.
On any other day I would, but today, considering considerations, I'm not going to.
All right.
It was a really good movie. It just took 50 minutes to get good. It was like, the first half is like a bit of a drudge, and it's like, okay, can we just get it going? And then, like, one thing, it's like, bam, right, next 50 minutes, solid, like, gold cinema, really good.
But do you need the first bit of the film to get to that, or could
no,
one?
No, you don't. You don't even need the first 50 minutes, the first 40,
is,
like,
is,
50
is this based on a true story?
Yes, yes.
So you know the story.
Yes.
So you don't need the
story is that they are Czechoslovakian at the time, soldiers who are parachuted into Nazi-occupied Czechoslovakia with the mission of assassinating the Butcher of Prague, who was the third, it was like Hitler, then this guy.
Yes.
And they had to assassinate him and to make things fine again.
Yes.
But it was good, and kind of because you know what happens. It's like, well, actually,
it's history. Yes,
yeah, it's history. Yeah, yeah. And there are times when, you know, when you're watching a film that's based on actual events and you think, oh, they shouldn't have done that, but actually, oh, it happened.
So yeah.
The thing is, there's one, because it's Nazi Germany, there's one very, very uncomfortable torture scene in it.
Yeah.
Which is one thing that I would say, like, if that's the kind of thing that you don't like watching, I would not watch this film. It's only about 6 or 7 minutes, but it's a tough one to watch, because it's like a 16-year-old kid.
All right.
Yeah.
Is it, this is out on DVD?
Yes.
Yes.
It was out on November 1st.
November 1st. All right, fine. And it's called what?
Anthropoid, starring Cillian Murphy and Jamie Dornan.
All right, then. No time for clips. But take us now to our TV movie of the week.
Our TV movie of the week is Wanted, starring Angelina Jolie and James McAvoy and Morgan Freeman.
I remember this when it came out. I remember quite enjoying it, actually.
Well, no, that's the thing. It's kind of similar to the first one I reviewed, Army of One, which, in the sense that... It wasn't a very good movie.
Yes, preposterous.
In itself, but like just as an action movie that you can just sit down and just go, I'm just watching an action movie, then it's really good for that. Like there's some quite nice shots.
It's the one set in London, isn't it? Or am I thinking of something else? No, it's set all around London.
Yeah.
But it's weird. I thought it was weird because it's like watching a Hollywood action film.
Yeah.
But it's all filmed around Canary Wharf and London and all.
Yeah.
So it's got quite a different feel to Hollywood.
Yeah. I mean, basically, it was a ridiculous plot. The acting was all right. James McAvoy is just great in everything he does, as is Morgan Freeman. And Angelina Jolie was very good in it as well. But it's just the writing was like... It was just like really kind of substandard action movie writing, both plot wise and dialogue wise. But like, it's just one of those films. Like, if you're just like, oh, what do I watch? oh, I'll just watch an action movie and then, like, go on my phone, then it's one of those movies.
When's it on?
It's on tonight at 11 p.m. on Film 4.
I would, I may not watch it, I may be out, but I may commit that to digital hard drive.
Yeah,
in order to watch it later. Rudd, thank you.
No worries.
Out of 10, then, just average score for all films.
6.5.
That'll do. Right, that's Rudd with Work Experience Punditry. It was film today, in case you were curious. I think Rudd himself was confused at the beginning. But that's fine. All right, coming up in the next bit of the programme, then, there will be... the big debate at 3 o'clock. That's obvious. A man called Con, hello.
Hello.
We'll take the haters' texts and tweets that we've received over the past 5 days and read them out live from the lift here in Talk Radio's building as it travels downwards. That is a feature we call Condescending. We've got live music as we drag a busker in off the street. And our guest will be James May, off of the Grand Tour. Clarkson, Hammond and May, of course, that is now streaming on Amazon. It got launched last night. James May, will be talking to us in a sort of complex way. It also involves Paul Ross and Julia Hartley Brewer sitting on my lap. All will become clear, I know, Victoria, it's weird, isn't it, in the next half an hour. It's just after 2:30. Victoria's here with the news.
Talk Radio.
It's been revealed the cost of renovating Buckingham Palace is £369 million. Funding for the royal family will rise by more than 60% over the next 10 years to fund an urgent overhaul of the building. A court's heard how MP Jo Cox tried to shield her face with her hands as she was repeatedly stabbed and shot to death. The mother of two was killed outside her constituency surgery in Birstall in West Yorkshire in June. A pathologist has been giving evidence at the Old Bailey where Thomas Mayor denies murder. The government has denied that the investigation it set up into historical child sex abuse in England and Wales is in crisis. A group representing 600 victims is no longer taking part, calling it a stitch-up. Peter Saunders founded the National Association for People Abused in Childhood and is involved in the inquiry.
I don't recognise the negative descriptions that have been attributed to the inquiry, and I have to say there are certain people out there, individuals out in society, who most definitely want this inquiry to fail.
The Supreme Court has announced the Scottish and Welsh governments can intervene in a battle over how the Brexit process should be formally triggered. The UK government is appealing against a High Court ruling that Theresa May must seek MPs' approval. Transport for London says it's reopening a tramline in Croydon this afternoon after a fatal derailment last week. 7 people died when a tram overturned near Sunderland's. Accident investigators say it was travelling too fast. And Volkswagen is to cut 30,000 jobs as it tries to recover from the diesel emission scandal. 23,000 of them are going in Germany. The weather, a breezy cold day with sunny spells and showers in the west. More snow might be seen in areas of Wales, Yorkshire, the Lake District and western parts of Scotland. Highs of just 7 degrees. There's more in half an hour.
There's more in half an hour. That makes news at 3 o'clock if there's more in half an hour. However, I'm led to believe that there's more now, Victoria. Would I be right?
Yes, but not that news. A different kind of news.
That's right.
Vegetable news.
It's vegetable news. And the reason we do vegetable news is because it's bonus news. And the reason we do bonus news is because Victoria here has shorter bulletins than she used to have. And so she has to make the time up. It's like a Toblerone, isn't it? There's less of it, fewer. And you get paid the same and it costs the same.
Yep.
So it's time for...
Can I have a Toblerone, please?
What?
Vegetable news.
No, you can't.
I'm hungry.
I was trying to do that in a sort of slick way.
No, he doesn't have Toblerone.
Vegetable news.
Lettuce has
been... Hang on,
been...
I should probably explain why we do vegetable news. It's animal, vegetable or mineral news on consecutive days because that's what covers everything. That's the gist of it, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll take that from the top.
Vegetable news.
Eventually.
Lettuce has been grown in space. Two Chinese astronauts have successfully grown some vegetables in a weightless lab, but they're not allowed to eat it yet. They're going to have to bring samples back to Earth so they can test it safe first. A spring onion has been revealed as one of the weirdest items left behind at Drayton Manor theme park. Bosses at the attraction are trying to reunite more than 430 lost items with their owners. Other items lost include a Tiffany bracelet and a Gucci purse.
And a spring onion?
Yeah, someone left a spring onion behind.
But that's going to have gone off. Why would they?
Maybe that won't be reunited.
All right, fine.
but it happened. And finally, Piers Morgan has dismissed body coach Joe Wicks's advice to eat broccoli. The Good Morning Britain presenter joked children should leave the veg alone till they're 19. He actually said they should eat chicken nuggets instead. After the fitness expert said they should tuck into what he's called, and I don't like this, midget trees, so they can grow big and strong. The end.
Great. Victoria's
Vegetable News.
You don't seem enthused, but it's you who makes me do this.
I am enthused. Everyone is enthused about
so
vegetables.
Don't be sarcastic when you say
We're just thinking about the existence of Piers Morgan.
He's been around for a while. Hasn't changed.
Right.
Vegetable News.
Thank you very much. You're listening to Talk Radio. James May joining us very shortly.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio.
If a top politician's riding for a fall, if a Z-list celebrity makes your skin crawl, if a Premier League player takes his eye off the ball, better call Paul. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. We give you the show for at least 1 hour every weekday morning from 9. If it's on your mind, get it on the radio. Hey, better call Paul.
The Paul Ross Full Set Breakfast, Monday morning from 6 on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Lots coming in for children in need here on Talk Radio. It's hashtag not children in need, though. We don't want to know how much money you have raised or what you're doing to raise money for children in need. This is very much the repository for you if you're too lazy to do anything for children in need. People sending in what they're not asked to do today for children in need and how much money they haven't raised by not doing it, and thus how much money in total, we are running a totaliser, that you, because of your laziness, have lost children in need today. Lots coming in, we'll get to some of them, but the news is very complicated, isn't it?
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
There's all sorts going on. There's the cryonics that's on the front page of all the newspaper, of course, the landmark court case that says that a 14-year-old girl could have her body frozen, with the idea that it'd be woken up if technology catches up in 200 years' time. That's in the news. There's all about the the leaked Brexit memo, of course, and the fallout from that. A lot of things about there's a jungle, apparently, with an ant and a deck in it, given their full names, Antichrist in December. All of this is on the front page of the papers, but as I said, it's quite complicated.
I can't get my head around it.
And we're here to help you by going through the day's big stories, pretty much going into them through the prism of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables, five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Finally wins. Right to be frozen. Seems she wouldn't let it go.
News in haikus. What aren't you doing for children in need? Let us know. Here's one. This has come in. It's Rich. Rich the roofer. Hi, Rich. Hi, guys. I was going to donate tonight's beer money to children in need. He's just texted us. But I'm having a bad day, so I'm going to get drunk tonight. That's 50 quid they're not getting.
50 quid?
50 quid, Rich the Roofer. Add it to the total. 50 quid from Rich the Roofer. There's another one here. Where is it? Let me try and find it for you. This texting system really doesn't work very well. Just let you know that.
Do you want me to do it?
Just say words till I found the one I'm looking for. Say words.
Say words.
Yeah, I found it now. Oh. Hi, John. Currently sitting in a bath of beans, dressed as Hitler. Not for children in need. I'm having a breakdown. That's 37... That's from Gary McCall. Hi, Gary. £37 not raised. Add it to the total. What are we up to?
£14,259.50.
Come on! Yeah! That's how much your laziness has lost children in need. Keep them coming in. 8722.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
It's some request Friday, and that means speeches and talks, of course. We can't do music requests, talk radio station, but we can do your speech and requests. Speech and talk requests, of course. And it's a children in need. need special, as you'd expect. Here's one. Hi, John, Con, Dave, Victoria, Cass, Cloaca, Lauren, Denny, Laurie, Liam, Scott, Rebecca and Rupert. I would like to not pledge £4.50 to Children in Need, as I would like to instead to buy a four-pack of Stella Artois for my evening entertainment, as I'm sure as hell I won't be entertained by that awful telethon that they've replaced normal television with. Please, will you play me this afternoon my 23rd favourite speech ever, Joe Ishmael, Joe Ishmael VP Activities at the Kent University Student Union. Yes, here it comes.
Hi, I'm Joe Ismail. I'm running for VP Activities at the University or Kent Union's elections, and I've done CSRFM for the last 2 years in their committee. I've been a member of Student Media as a whole and in the Live Music Society. And what I want to do as VP Activities is make lots of small things happen to make a larger impact overall. And something, make changes that will be sustainable for everybody, things that will benefit everybody as a whole. The first thing that I want to talk about is creating unity across the university. We have two main campuses, Canterbury and Medway, and this is something that used to be utilised and made much better. Did you know that freshers' fairs at Medway are so little that not many people know about them at all, and Canterbury societies don't even go there? We need to get that across, and we have a shuttle bus that is so, it's such a good thing, and it's so easy to transport towards Medway and Canterbury that we need to utilise that. We also have Kent Rag at University. And that is, it, everybody assumes that this is a society that just raises money. And that is correct. But they're a society that puts on so many great events. They did Take Me Out. They've been at Varsity. They've been involved in Canestock. And we need to promote that more and show how people can utilise these.
There you go. That's Joe Ishmael. He's the that was his campaign speech for to become Vice President of Activities at the Kent University Student Union. We're playing that for some request Friday.
Big one.
It's a banging one. Yeah. A lot of people requesting that, actually.
Yeah.
That is huge.
It's always popular. I think we might have to play it next week.
It was a massive hit at the time. No, he didn't get the job. But anyway, there it was for today's Children in Need special Some Request Friday. If you've got a request or dedication, tell us how much money you're not raising for Children in Need. We could be playing your choice on the radio. Next, James May joins us in a kind of weird way. I'll explain everything after traffic and travel. You're listening to Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Don't miss the radio show that's opening doors for property investors right across the UK. Home Rule with Martin Roberts in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to achieve your dream home or develop your property portfolio, get expert advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Have you seen my keys anywhere?
Are they in the dining room?
No. Nope.
Drawing room?
No.
Library?
No. Nope.
Indoor pool?
No. Nope.
Outdoor pool?
No. Nope.
Tennis courts?
Ah.
Nicer problems to have.
EuroMillions is now even better, with huge jackpots and two guaranteed UK millionaires in every draw. Only from the National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
This is a live update for UK businesses. Every day, millions of consumers are shopping online for quality UK goods. And right now, some of the world's leading online marketplaces have reduced selling costs for UK businesses. To enjoy these exclusive discounts and to find the right online marketplace for you, search Exporting is Great.
eBay has huge savings on top tech brands for this Black Friday.
Right, so the plan is to start queuing at the electrical store at the crack of dawn.
HD TVs and games consoles? Click.
Then I'll run across the high street to the phone shop.
Smartphones and tablets? Click.
Then jump the barrier by the alleyway to get to the camera shop.
First aid kits? Click. Grab a bargain on lots of the latest tech products and more. Just click this Black Friday on eBay. The ultimate beat the crowds on Black Friday shop.
It's another great giveaway, hey, in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Our free Merry Berries Christmas makes your festive feast delicious. Get your Merry Berries Christmas in the Sun on Sunday.
From great ideas, top turkey tips and perfect puds from the Queen of Cooking, get your free glossy Merry Berries Christmas magazine inside the Sun on Sunday. It's your recipe for no-stress success this Christmas. Another unmissable great giveaway, hey, only in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Well, on the M1 through Leicestershire, if you're going northbound between junction 24 and 25, very slow. It is due to an earlier accident with congestion onto the A42 at the moment. All lanes have reopened, though. The M1 through West Yorkshire, we've got queues and traffic heavier than normal due to an overturned vehicle on the M1 northbound between junction 44 and junction 5 with congestion back to junction 43. Very slow on the M5 southbound through Worcestershire between junction 5 and 6 also. I'm Poonam Verma.
N-Powers asked me to seek out some family superpowers. This is Russell. Don't panic, that's his hands. Hello, Russell.
Hello.
Oh, that takes me right back. What else can you play?
Anything you like.
Amazing! And here's a handy superpower from us. Our feel-good fixed tariff means your energy prices won't go up before August 2018, but they could come down. I wonder if he does weddings. Search family superpowers to find out more. You have the N-Power. Terms, conditions and exclusions apply.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4pm with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big name guests and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4.
On Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
We'll get you talking. Well, there was talk this morning in the office, let me tell you that. How it all ended up, though, it's complicated, right? So, can you get your head around?
I can't get my head around it either.
Anyway, what happened this morning was I was going to interview James May. Okay, off of Out of Top Gear / now the Grand Tour. All right, the Grand Tour launching on Amazon, of course, overnight to rave reviews. And I've seen it, and it is very good. It's basically the same as Top Gear with a different name. Yeah. And that's only exactly what was always going to happen. But that's a good thing.
Probably so, more money, if anything.
There's a hell of a... And I'll tell you now, as you'll hear in this in a minute, the money is up there on the screen. Not so much in costume allowance, but you'll hear about that. Anyway, so... what happened was that I was going to be interviewing James May, and James May ended up coming in to do Paul Ross's breakfast show as an interview because of some breakdown in communication. But it was all right because we made the best of I only came in early, but we made the best of it. So what happened was I got here, Paul Ross is already interviewing James May,
right.
So I decided that the best way to deal with that, because I also wanted to interview James May, was just to walk into Paul Ross. Paul Ross's breakfast show while he was live on air.
Did he know about this?
And interview James May with Paul Ross in the room. So we we jointly interviewed James May. Anyway, here's what happened.
There's a tank being blown up.
It's not the tank blowing up. The tank is blowing something else up.
That'd be my dodgy eyes then.
Could be, or it could just be a confusing picture. But
can I interrupt?
Who's he?
So John Holmes, by the way, does the afternoon show.
Yes.
Normally.
Yeah. Hello, John.
We don't normally see him in the morning because he's a creature of the night.
Yes, or afternoon, which is your night, Paul.
Yeah.
I've just walked in because I'm in early today because there's been some confusion, James. I'll be brutally honest with you. So what happened is, I know you've got James here now.
He's here now in front of you.
I thought he was on our show due to a mix-up. So what I thought I'd do, just to save everyone's time, is come in and join in with you, Paul, if that's all right.
And then sack your incompetent team for messing you about.
That's exactly right.
Excellent.
So
stuff,
we'll get that sorted afterwards.
Because you are a big Top Gear and now a Grand Tour fan, I
watched the first one this morning. Because I got up especially early for the interview I was doing with James May.
Which you're now doing. That's fine.
Yeah,
take over.
The money's up there on the... You've seen it. The money's up there on the screen, James. That's fair to say, isn't it? That is an opening sequence of a half.
Yes, we do. I mean, even before we pursued a policy of not spending money on, for example, wardrobe, as I'm sure many people have observed already.
Are you wearing the same shirt now you're wearing on that programme? It looks very similar.
I wondered if anybody would spot it.
You are, though,
well
aren't you?
Well done, yes.
Thank you.
I've got two the same. I'm that professional. The money is going on the screen. Everybody's going on about the budget and how much we've been given. And most of the figures, in fact, all of the figures that I've read are wrong. But the budget is healthy, let's not kid ourselves, and we are spending it on pictures and sound and locations. So, yes, you saw the results.
Yeah, it was, it's like Mad Max.
There is a bit of Mad Max. I can be honest with you, I'm not going to give you a figure because I don't actually know, but that opening sequence was... not cheap.
It sort of, did you, again, Paul, did you think this, it sort of blew away the dust of Top
Except
Gear.
I've yet to see it, as I said to James. Had you been listening to Talk Radio on the way, and you'd have heard that honesty, because...
I was too busy having an argument.
It was available at 11.30 last night, and I'm in the land of Bedfordshire by then. I'm up the Wooden Hill and in the arms of Morpheus, or whoever will have me that night.
This is the trouble with streaming on-demand TV. The number of spoiler alerts you have to administer is constant, because there will always be somebody who hasn't seen it
That's
yet.
That's true.
So spoiler alert, spoiler alert.
And for those people, tough luck, like me. Let me ask a couple of quick questions that the listeners have texted in for us. Emery Merseyside said, James, don't take this the wrong way, but what is it about cars and you guys that gets you so excited? I've never understood it. Can you sum up the poetry of the automobile for Emma?
I won't take that the wrong way, because it's a perfectly reasonable question. Machinery in general gives me the fizz, as I call it, and cars are... They're not only quite interesting things to interact with, they're also... I've said it before, as they're a window on the human condition, which is a terribly pretentious thing to say, but everybody
you
has a view
on cars. You suddenly become Schopenhauer.
Well, not quite, but everybody's got a view on cars. If you took... trains or motorcycles even, or cycling. You know, there are groups with very, 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 very well-formed, very vocally expressed views on those things. But everybody has some sort of opinion about cars. They've either got one, or they ride in one, or they're annoyed by them, or they work in a job that depends on them, or whatever. So it's in the same way, you know, like cooking. Everybody has a view on food, because everybody eats. Everybody has a view on cars. And we spend a lot of our time actually mocking the car and turning it into a laughing stock.
Or blowing it up, in fact.
Or blowing it up, yeah, or crashing it, or, you know, trying to drive a totally inappropriate one on a ridiculous journey. That's coming up later in this series. So, they're excellent material for making our sort of TV. But at a personal level, I love cars, but I also love motorcycles and bicycles and aeroplanes
and wine.
Screwdrivers and wine and, yeah, and lots of other things that don't mix very well.
That aren't as good as Paul has rightly said.
Your assistants
tend to travel in a pair when being interviewed. Did they not tell you that? Because I interviewed them once together, and I asked where you were, and they were they didn't really want to answer that, and I thought it was a bit embarrassing. And then now you're here, and they're obviously somewhere else, and I just wonder why you're
ostracized. We're all actually the same person. You never see us all together, you see. Hadn't really occurred to me that the other two travel around.
It
must just be nervousness.
There was a thing when Jeremy and Richard came in to...
They are deeply in love as well.
Well, they were making love throughout the whole interview, which was interesting. But Jeremy tweeted a picture of me standing next to Richard Hammond. And I'll be honest with you, it seemed perspective that I was shorter than Richard Hammond, which amazed both of them. Jeremy tweeted that, and it kind of went madly viral for a while, because obviously he's got a lot of followers. So seemingly now...
And is he taller than you, Richard Hammond? They call the hamster.
I'm going to
in which
say
case, what they make you?
James could answer this.
Yeah.
So, you stood next to him.
Yes, I've never... I've got to be honest, I've never measured him.
No, but roughly...
Is it kind of armpit height?
Radio, this.
Yes.
I think you're slightly shorter than Richard Hammond.
What do you think? I think you might be.
Oh dear. He's only 11 years old. He's still growing.
To use one of James's catchphrases, cock.
There's not a lot in it. And Richard Hammond doesn't strike me as being particularly small. But to be honest, out of the three of us, I'm the only correctly proportioned.
Yeah, yes, that's fair.
So they both seem like freaks to me. But actually, I don't think Richard Hammond is unusually short.
And let me ask you the question we've been asking listeners this morning. It's a kind of a topic of conversation is about traditional ways of viewing TV, mainly because you're now on Amazon Prime, huge focus of attention. People watch Netflix. Are you somebody who watches TV when you're not making it? Do you watch it in the traditional way following the schedules, or do you use your Netflix and your Amazon Primes and your Now TVs?
I think it's, to be honest, a long time since I watched anything on the television when it was, as we used to say, on the television. News programmes, yes. Occasionally things like... I watched Have I Got News For You recently when it was on. But a lot... And sort of big football matches you'd watch when they were on. That's the appointment to view thing, you know, the community spirit of television. But other things like, you know, documentaries, drama and so on, well, you watch them when you want, the same way you'd read a book when you want. And it's not actually a very new idea. It's actually been going on since the invention of the video recorder. The first domestic one of which was available in Britain in 1972...
That must have cost the same as a Ferrari or something.
Very expensive. Yeah, it was a hideously expensive thing. Of course, these things always are when they're new. But you know, the scheduling idea has been falling apart gradually since then. But it's, I don't think the existence of TV channels are just about the scheduling of the programmes. It's also about, and this is the thing that will take a while to disappear, if indeed it ever disappears at all. There is a type of programme on BBC Two. There is very definitely a type of drama that you're now getting on Amazon. Netflix, you know, there's a certain type of historic collective stuff that's available on Netflix and that was available prior to that on those other, you know, the earlier movie streaming. I can't remember what they're called now. The iPlayer has been around for a long time, so even with, you know, what we tend to think of as an old-fashioned broadcaster like the BBC or ITV, they've both had internet catch-up services for a long time. So I think, actually, traditional television has been dead for about 30 years in the sense that I think you're talking about, but it won't disappear entirely, because if there's a US presidential election or the World Cup final, those are things that are going to make society go quiet, because everybody goes in and everybody is watching.
And also,
the telly,
I suppose,
at the
there's that whole
time.
Thing of social exclusion. I remember when I was at school back in the early 70s, there was one boy in the school whose mum and dad wouldn't let him stay up to watch Monty Python. A, they thought it was a bit strange and subversive, and B, it was on too late. And he was basically cut out of a whole round of conversation the morning after Monty Python.
I would imagine his life was completely ruined.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I wasn't allowed to watch. My parents really frowned, as a lot of people did back in those days, ITV, because it had too many ads on. And my mum didn't approve of Benny Hill because he ran around in high speed after women in bikinis.
And then evolved into Jeremy Clarkson.
Well, he doesn't run around. But yes, there was, and I was writing about this for a newspaper recently. There were things that were on when I was a kid, so Grange Hill or whatever, and you had to get home to watch it, and if you didn't watch it when it was on, you never saw it.
Gone forever.
It was gone forever, and you missed out on it. And as you say, it did sort of slightly ostracise you if it was a very popular thing, because people would be talking about it. The then equivalent of what we now call the water cooler conversation, you couldn't join in.
It only happens live now, doesn't it?
Yeah. And then you became a murderer, basically. Because,
but it's that live conversation now. It's changed, hasn't it? That where people are double screening, as I believe they say, where it, you know, hashtag that or whatever. And with the streaming programmes, you're right, James. I think that in people are just catching up and watching it in different times. So when do you ever get the figures in for episode one? When does it stop?
We never get the figures.
Yeah.
That's a win-win for you guys, isn't it? That's it. You've got nobody to answer to. What a result.
I suppose it is. I'm not exactly sure of the business or commercial reasons for this. I think it might be a bit of a sort of gentleman's agreement amongst people like Amazon and Netflix and so on that they won't get into a ratings war, because obviously they could. They know, because it's digital and it's on the internet, they know exactly how many people have watched it and when and for how long and how often they put, you know, everything. It's all there. It must be in there somewhere. But they don't release it. They're not even going to tell us. We will never know how many people watch our show.
That's a shame, because you could renegotiate the next contract on the basis of that. Isn't it? You need to think about
that. I think we will know, although they won't tell us in numbers, we will know how well it's done for them, I think.
It's great to meet you, James. Thank you very much, Eddie. Do you want a final question, Jonathan? This was meant to be your interview, you thought, in your crazy world.
I'm simply going to thank you for letting me gatecrash your interview. And thank James for letting
me out as well.
Look at us, we'll have a man hug in a minute.
Move over, Jeremy Clarkson, Richard Hammond and James May. We've got James May, I'm the ugly, crumple-faced one. We've also got
the small
but perfectly formed John Holmes, who's with you this afternoon, 1 o'clock till 4 o'clock. It's an amazing show. You've got to listen. Yes, the cheese has slipped off.
There we go. You see, bless Paul Ross for letting us in to do that.
Nice of him.
Very nice. What a nice man. And also, of course, you know, Paul Ross is Full Set Breakfast every morning. We tweet, what time does it start? 6 o'clock and 10. So, I knew that. So that was Paul Ross and me gatecrashing the James May interview in order to get us a James May interview on this show, which I think worked very well.
Everyone's won there.
Yeah, so we got Paul Ross action there. We got James May. But then, as if that wasn't enough, then it went even weirder, because then that was at the end of Paul's show.
Right.
And then Julia Hartley Brewer came in.
Oh, why?
And it went, well, because she had to do a show afterwards.
Of course.
But that went mildly weird as well.
Oh. 57 time now, I think, that we're going to say good morning very quickly to Julia Hartley Brewer.
I was just worried that you didn't have enough talk radio presenters in the talk radio studio.
This is like
at
Avengers
one
Assembled. Let me just say,
I'm John Holmes.
I've got Julia Hartley Brewer on my lap.
Yeah, oh, goodness, he's like that. Amazingly, it's very ungallant.
Amazingly, has lived to tell the tale. Take that look off your face.
That was horrible.
Oh.
Right, Julia Hartley Brewer just came in and just sat on me.
Maybe she didn't see you there.
All right. There's a... mental image.
No one, none of us can unsee that we're here. Anyway, that was Paul Ross. So that was Julie Hartley Brewer, and that was James May on Paul Ross's full set breakfast program this morning. And after 3 o'clock this afternoon, coming next is the big debate. We'll also bring you live music as we drag a busker in off the street. You're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons, 1 till 4. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Dial up and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking. Supercharge your Saturday with the latest Soccer Saturday price boost from Skybet. Man City, Liverpool and Everton all to win was 4-1, now 6-1. Get boosted odds on 3 o'clock's biggest games for new and existing customers. And with Skybet, you can cash out before the final whistle. Less 4-1, more 6-1. Skybet, that's betting better. Maximum bet applies 18+. Gambleaware.co.uk. Odds may be subject to change. Minimum odds and eligibility restrictions apply. When the fun stops, stop.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Nebworth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting, or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Okay, I'm going to say something radical in this advert for WeBuyAnyCar.com. If you sell your car privately, you might get a better price than if you sell with us. Yep, I said it. But ask yourself this. How much do you value your evenings and weekends? Is it really worth giving up so much of your time for a little extra money? No? Then join the thousands of motorists who sell with us quickly and easily every week. Enter your reg number now at WeBuyAnyCar.com. Terms and conditions apply. See webuyanycar.com/info.
It's another great giveaway, hey, in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Our free Merry Berries Christmas makes your festive feast delicious. Get your Merry Berries Christmas in the Sun on Sunday.
From great ideas, top turkey tips and perfect puds from the Queen of Cooking, get your free glossy Merry Berries Christmas magazine inside the Sun on Sunday. It's your recipe for no-stress success this Christmas. Another unmissable great giveaway, hey, only in this week's Sun on Sunday.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly to 58 sunny destinations like the Costas, Balearics, Canaries, Croatia, Madeira, and the Greek islands. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted, and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays, package holidays you can trust. At all protected. Normal conditions apply.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A radio star is born.
You're going to love
Talk Radio. Talk Radio.
And just after 3 o'clock, Friday afternoon. Hello, I'm John Holmes. It's Victoria with the news.
Thanks, John. Coming up, Palace to get multi-million pound renovation, another stumbling block for abuse inquiry, and crashed tramline reopens.
Talk Radio.
Funding for the royal family will increase by 66% over the next 10 years. It's to pay for an urgent refurbishment of Buckingham Palace, costing £369 million. Buckingham Palace has released a statement. Sky's royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, has the details.
They've talked about how miles of ageing cables, lead pipes, electric wiring and boilers are going to be replaced, many for the first time in 60 years. And it says that an independent specialist report concluded that without urgent work, there's a risk of serious damage to the palace.
The Queen won't have to move out, and major events such as state visits, investitures and changing the guard won't be affected. The Old Bailey has heard how MP Jo Cox tried to shield her face with her hands when she was shot and stabbed to death in June. 53-year-old Thomas Mair denies murdering the Labour politician in her West Yorkshire constituency. Scotland and Wales's top politicians have been told they can have their say in a High Court appeal by the UK government over how the Brexit process is officially started. Theresa May is challenging a ruling that forces her to consult MPs before triggering Article 50. Now the Supreme Court's ruled the Scottish and Welsh governments are entitled to intervene in that appeal as well. A victims group has pulled out of taking part in an inquiry into historical child sex abuse allegations. The Shelley Oak Survivors Association says it doesn't have the confidence in Professor Alexis Jay, its fourth chairwoman. Raymond Stevenson is their spokesperson.
Over the last year, just to sit back and watch the turmoil and the
palatable circus that is taking place right in front of our eyes has forced us to reconsider our position. We can no longer be part of this circus.
A tramline in Croydon, where seven people were killed by derailment last week, will reopen this afternoon. Accident investigators say it was doing well over three times the speed limit for that section of track. And Samantha Womack and Les Dennis are going to star in a new musical version of The Addams Family. EastEnders actress Sam, who's leaving the soap after a decade, will play Morticia in this show, while Les will take on the role of Uncle Fester in Edinburgh next April.
Can you try those names again?
Uncle Fester and Morticia.
Very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, good. Is that the end of the news?
That's the end of the news.
Interesting news about the royal... The Buckingham Palace.
Yes.
This is the statement.
Yeah.
They're going to get more money because of the renovations for Buckingham Palace.
Yeah, that's right. And so it's £369 million it's going to cost, which is...
Why don't they get Martin Roberts in off the Talk Radio?
He's busy at the moment. He's in the jungle, isn't he?
Because he'd probably do him a good price, is what I'm thinking.
Does he do the renovation work himself?
I don't know. He seems to know a lot about it.
He knows a lot about it. But whenever I've watched Homes Under the Hammer, of which he's famed for presenting, he doesn't do the work himself. He just chats to the people who do their cheap work and then try and sell it on for as much profit as possible.
It's miles of cabling, you say?
I didn't say that.
The Buckingham Palace has said what?
Loads of cabling. Yeah, we can hear it again if you really
Not really, no. But miles of cabling. I was interested in the news that the old boiler was going to be replaced. Mm. I thought she wouldn't let Charles on the throne.
Ha ha. Such a comedian. That's you laughing at yourself, isn't it?
Yep.
Yep.
Here's
I need to do the weather.
Talk radio. National I was just going to say, here's the weather.
No, you weren't. You're going to say sport. Here's Pat Abbott live from wherever. I need to go home. So the weather, a breezy cold day with sunny spells and showers in the west. More snow might be seen in parts of Wales, Yorkshire, the Lake District and western parts of Scotland. And it's cold, it's 7 degrees.
Thank you, Victoria. And now, here's the sport. With Pat Abbott, live from a swimming pool.
I'm Pete Abbott. It's understood that Gareth Southgate will only consider taking the England job permanently if he's offered a contract until the end of Euro 2020. He's a favourite to get the job permanently after his four-game interim Spain charge came to an end on Tuesday. Chelsea boss Antonio Conte has been named as the Premier League Manager of the Month for October. Eden Hazard completed a double for Chelsea, winning the player prize. Sunderland captain Lee Catterall faces a long spell on the sidelines. The midfielder will be out for a minimum of 4 months after having had hip surgery. A clash by England's cricketers has put them in a difficult position after day two of the second test against India. They lost 4 wickets for just 29 runs before reaching the close of play on 103-5. India made 455 in their first innings. And number 8 Billy Vunipola and centre Elliot Daly have both been passed fit to start for England in tomorrow's Autumn Rugby Union International against Fiji. Another injury doubt, Nathan Hughes doesn't make the final 15 but will be on the bench at Twickenham. That's the latest sports news powered by TalkSport.
That's Pat Abbott there, Pat Abbott live from, with his sport, his pre-recorded sport, live from a swimming pool this afternoon. You're listening to Talk Radio.
Talk Radio. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Evil lurks in the hearts of men.
To some, it was a miracle. Others called it the triumph of illiteracy. Radio. It revolutionized the way people learned about their world.
Oh my, get out of the way, please.
It changed forever the way people would be entertained.
John Holmes. John Holmes. On Talk Radio.
For those about to talk,
we salute you.
Play Misty for me.
So good afternoon then. It's 8 minutes past the time. I'm John Holmes. It is, yes, that's right, Talk Radio. And this afternoon, our totaliser total continues to grow as we are finding out just how much money children in need have lost today because of your laziness. It is Children in Need Day. Of course, a lot of people around the country doing things for children in need, but this is the home for you if you simply can't be asked. Let us know what you couldn't be bothered to do for children in need and thus how much money you didn't raise and how much money they have lost due to your apathy. We're getting to a total. We'll have it for you by the end of the programme. This has come in here on the contact form. talkradio.co.uk/contact. It's from Jamie. Hello, Jamie. Hi, John. I would like to declare I have not donated £2,000 to Children in Need, as I wanted to watch the whole telethon tonight in ultra-high definition 4K. So I spent my £2,000 on a new television instead. That's added £2,000 to the total of what they've not earned due to your apathy and laziness. Thank you very much, Jamie. Keep yours coming in 87222. Start your message with the word talk. Or at Talk Radio on Twitter. Talk Radio. It's time for the big debate. So, as the seemingly incomprehensible subject of cryobiology, cryogenics, makes its way into the headlines today, thanks to a court ruling, we say, is it time to re-evaluate something which to many, including Talk Radio's own Eamon Holmes on This Morning, claims is nonsense? We spoke to an expert as well this morning, of course. He was from the Institute of Future Humanity in Oxford. He told us all about it. And what a fascinating subject it is. I mean, yes, freezing a human and bringing them back to life is, he said, theoretically possible. But as anyone with a freezer will tell you, there comes a point when, A, there's too much frost for the door to shut properly, and B, at some point, the door will accidentally be left open and everything will defrost. And C, there's always something at the back under some more frost that's gone out of date and you'll have to throw it away. And what if that's one of your relatives? As I say, it's an awkward and controversial subject. But how do you harness enough power to do it? That's a question, isn't it? I mean, some say this. We've had various people just saying this. Well, John, the snow glows white on the mountain tonight. Not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation. It looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside. Couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I've tried. Don't let them in. Don't let them see. Be the good girl you always have to be. Conceal, don't feel, don't let them know. Well, now they know. Well, on the line listening to me say those words and having a drink while I was doing it is Constance. Good afternoon, Constance.
Yeah, good afternoon, John.
Good afternoon. Thanks for calling in. Now, you heard me have a little drink there while I was reading out the lyrics to Let It Go from Frozen. And you've called in having heard me do that because you think, and correct me if I'm wrong, but you think we don't need drinks anymore. You think drinks and drinking should be banned.
Yeah, I mean, well, I do have to say, after hearing the news about that musical Adams Family, I do think there is a case to be made for a stiff drink, but I still can't advocate for them. Because drinkers, we know, are perverts. We know from Freud that anyone who has an impulsion to drink has repressed feelings due to being weaned off the teat too soon and wants to have sex with their mother.
Yeah. I see. Well, it's certainly a point of view that you hold. I want to bring in Declan. Declan's on the other line. Hello, Declan.
Hello there, John. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Now, you hold another point of view, I'm led to understand.
I certainly do. Drink. Whee! It's amazing. I love it so much.
Right. That is another point of view, certainly. Constance, he says
was
he loves
that
it so
English?
No, I believe not.
No, not at all. No.
Never. Let me ask you this. 99, this is a drink thing. You're saying jail drinks, Constance. I know you're saying that. You're saying put drinks behind bars, but that's where they belong anyway, isn't it, drinks?
Not always. Sometimes you could have them in different locations. We leave ours outside where, you put them outside and the rats kind of urinate on them and you have to be careful.
Yeah.
But I think you should get rid of them, replace them with helium.
Right. So talk us through that. Yes.
If you're thirsty, you get a hit of it, and you kind of start talking in a high-pitched voice like Frank Spencer. You might kind of like, ooh, Betty, cat done a whoopsie on Julia Hartley-Brewer's chest. You know, something like that.
Yes. And you think that would, I'm still at a loss as to see how that would replace the body needing liquid to keep itself alive.
Well, there's gas there. That would kind of do something. I'm not a scientist. I'm not going through the science of this. I'm just coming up with solutions. You know, it's other people's
solution.
Are you a scientist?
No. What did you say? Solution.
Okay,
what is a solution? It's a liquid,
so
isn't it?
Can you disprove what I've said then?
A solution is a liquid. A liquid solution.
I'm not a scientist. I can't speak to that.
Declan, let me bring you back here. Are you a scientist?
Oh, no. I'm not a scientist. I can't do anything like that. But I know what I can do. I can make cocktails for you. How about that?
Yes, I don't really understand what you're talking about. 99% of the human body is water.
No, not true.
The other 1%, as you know, I've looked it up. 99% of the human body is water. The other 1% is skin and anger. And that you've got. What are you going to replace it with? It's already well coming on here, Constance, saying Constance that I don't want the liquid. I don't want water. I don't want drinks.
I told you we put it with helium.
Yeah, but
what is Constance craving really? Come on.
Yeah, what are you, Constance? What are you craving?
Lots of stuff. Sexual attention from women.
Yeah.
And that's one of the problems with the way that's one of the problems.
Yeah.
Alcoholic drinks are the cancer of modern society. 100% of women who have slept with me was a result of intoxication.
Look, the
intoxication, not from. Let me finish. Not from.
No. Look, we've got to get to the crux of
your newsreader, Victoria.
I'm not. We've got to get to the point of the conversation here is that, look, you're suggesting replacing the water in a human body with helium. Now, again, you're right when you say I'm not a scientist, but what I'm saying is that won't work, will it? I mean, you can't just replace water.
There's no evidence that there is even any water in the human body.
It's 99% like water, the other 1% is skin like and anger. That is a...
You sound like George Galloway. You sound like a nutter.
Okay. Let me...
Okay.
No, you've had your say. Wait a moment. Declan, let me bring you back in here. Declan, if we replace... Let's dwell on water for a minute, right? So there's salt water, fresh water.
Yep.
Now, right, so if you get rid of... What are you going to replace that with, right? I mean, you can't have... let's just say sake of argument, we take out water, right? And the rivers and the spaces where the rivers are and the seas and the lake, we put in another liquid, like, I don't know, Umbongo or Diet Coke or something. So what are you going to do then? What's going to happen then?
Well, personally, you know, I think I'd come forward with one of my cocktails and just say, look, let's fill the whole place with that. And everyone have a really, really good time.
Yeah, but...
Think about it.
That sounds dreadful.
He's mouth open, drinking it all, it'd be amazing. It would have a really good crack, it'd be amazing.
Yeah.
He sounds like he's working for the liquor companies. There's one of these weirdos where I live, one of these always promoting bourbon, these women, and, you know, for the drinks companies. And I say, liquor out.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know? Look, the point of that is that, you know, you can't just ban liquor, right, at all. You're zoning in on various specific kinds of liquids and drinks here, and you're saying get rid of liquor, you're saying get rid of water, you're saying get rid of... But you've got to think it through. If you replaced water with... Shut up. Listen to this. If you replaced Umbongo, water with Umbongo or Diet Coke, you've got to wait for evolution to catch up with you, right? The moment you have saltwater crocodiles, you have freshwater crocodiles, right? How long is it going to take to get Umbongo crocodiles and crocodiles that can live in Diet Coke? You haven't thought it through.
Those guys would be what?
Yeah, you've got to think about evolution. You can't just replace it with something.
Of course we can. They've already done this. They did it with June Brown. They replaced any liquid in her body. Remember June Brown
from EastEnders?
Yeah, that was a rhetorical question. Shut up.
Okay.
And she played Doc Cotton in EastEnders. Yeah?
I just said that.
It was a rhetorical question. Medically, she died 32 years ago.
Yeah, well, so did your argument, if you don't mind me saying, Constance. It's stupid.
But they managed to keep her alive because she was dehydrated and filled up with Umbongo.
What do you make of the notion of binge drinking? Should we drink binge?
No. I've drunk many a binge.
Would you drink binge? Do you think people drink too much binge?
No, never.
How many drinks? Okay.
The world's most famous drinker was Winston Churchill. And thanks to him, British people look like a bunch of tramps instead of being fitted out with Hugo Boss.
How many drinks have you ever had in your lifetime, yes or no, Constance?
No.
You, Declan?
Yes.
Yes. All right, look, we're going to have to leave it there. I want you to sum it up for me, the argument, the debate for you, in one word. It is an emotive subject, I realise, and it got a little bit heated there, but such is debates on talk radio, I suppose. Constance, sum it up for me in one word.
Mele Kalikimaka.
Thank you very much. Declan?
World banger.
Lovely. Right, if you've got an opinion on whether or not we still need drink and liquid and water in this day and age, do we really in post-Brexit Britain, when we've got cellos and the far-right movement, do we still need drinks and liquid? Let us know what you think. Here's the number, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message anywhere you like.
It's the big debate on Talk Radio. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio.
Join the Talk Nation.
Pick up your phone and Talk Radio.
We'll get you talking.
With Jet2 Holidays, you get the real package. Flight, 2 to 5 star hotel, transfers, rep service, and a huge 22 kilograms of baggage. Fly daily to 58 sunny destinations like Alicante, Faro, Ibiza, Malaga, and Mallorca. And new for summer 17, you can fly from London, Stansted and Birmingham. Book now with just a £60 deposit. Jet2 Holidays. Package holidays you can trust. ATOL protected. Normal conditions apply.
Get even more from Selco Builders Warehouse with our great Christmas voucher promotion. On top of our massive stocks of trade products at great trade prices, you'll be full of Christmas cheer when you earn vouchers to spend on your Christmas shopping. For every £50 excluding VAT you spend, you'll receive coupons to exchange for shopping vouchers. So get straight down to Selco Builders Warehouse now and start earning vouchers to make your Christmas that bit more rewarding. Offer ends 18th of December.
We've got it at Selco. Selco, it's where the trade go.
Introducing the Sun's 3-step mortgage repayment plan. 1. Pick up the Sun. 2. Collect 10 tokens from inside the paper. 3. Win £100,000 cash. That's 3 small steps for you, 1 giant leap to paying off your mortgage. Starts this weekend, part of the Sun's great giveaway, hey! Terms and conditions apply.
Mercedes-Benz vans. 0% APR, 100% behind businesses like Morris Vermaport Lifts.
The 24-hour service is very beneficial to our business, of course, because we are a 24-hour business ourselves.
Get 0% APR representative on new Sprinter, Vito and Citan vans with a £250 finance contribution.
The whole package was very competitive. The van itself was probably the most competitive out there.
We keep businesses moving. Find your nearest dealer at mbvans.co.uk. Business users only, hire purchase only, maximum term 36 months, minimum deposit 20% plus VAT of the vehicle. Credit approvals by 31st of December 2016. Mercedes-Benz Finance.
Hello, Darren. You here again?
Yeah. Pump 7, please. And these.
Must have been a long drive. You were only in here yesterday.
Yeah, I had to go to the other side of the country.
And back again in just one day. Well, it's nice to see you.
You too. Oh, and these are for you.
Cheese and onion, my favourite.
We don't mind why you come to Esso. We're just happy that you do. That's why at Esso you earn Tesco Club Card points when you fill up with us. Participating Esso service stations only. Terms and conditions apply. For details, visit esso.co.uk.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Looking slow around Greater Manchester, we've got one lane closed off on the M60 clockwise between junction 10 and 11 due to two broken down vehicles. Through Leicestershire, the M1 northbound slow due to an earlier accident between junctions 24 and 25 with delays back to junction 23. Heavy around Leicestershire on the M69 around the M1 junction 21, and in West Yorkshire on the M1 it's heavier than normal. One lane's closed off due to an accident on the M1 northbound between junction 44 and junction 45.
There's a new Audi, a car with a long flowing silhouette that's also short and compact, with 3 doors and 5 doors, a streamlined roof and no roof at all. It's the new Audi A3 range, all available with attractive finance, like the new A3 Sportback SE Technic model at just £239 per month and initial customer rental of £1,434. Call your local Audi centre to book a test drive. Audi, Vorsprong der Technik. With contract hire, business users only, plus 20% VAT until 31st December 2016. 18 and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services.
Prepare to retune your radio to a frequency which exists only in the wildest extremes of your imagination. The Unexplained on Talk Radio.
On The Unexplained this week, we explore America's haunted bridges. We find out the secrets of Feng Shui. And we ask what's really happening at Area 51.
The Unexplained with Howard Hughes. Sunday night from 10, Earth Time. On Talk Radio.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
Good afternoon. Hello to you. I am John Holmes. Yes, you can't help but notice that it's Children in Need Day. People doing all sorts of things for children in need, of course. But we're interested in what you're not doing for children in need and how you're not raising money for them. Do keep those suggestions coming in. Obviously, tonight on the television, what a treat always, isn't it, watching Children in Need. Really great. Tonight, quick rundown, the cast of Aladdin and the West End musical, of course. The cast of Aladdin are going to be recreating Russia's annexing of the Crimea. That's around about 8:10, I think, on BBC One, hosted by Greg James. The stars of EastEnders are going to be performing Ibsen's Hedda Gabler in Morse code. Something to look forward to, of course, as well there. And special appearance by the Muppets as well tonight on Children in Need. They're going to be performing a Muppet, I, David Blake. If you would like to let us know what you're not doing for Children in Need, the totaliser is still going. 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
That's already on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
This, as you know, came in earlier. This is very good. John, I'm going to work today. I went to work today dressed as a clown. But as I'm a professional clown, I've raised no money at all. I'm probably lost about 20 quid for Children in Need. So do keep those coming in. What aren't you doing for Children in Need? It's also Some Request Friday, of course, as well. We want to know what you're not doing for Children in Need, and we will take your speech and talk requests and dedications. We can't take music. We have to take speeches and talks because we're a talk radio station. So, you know, if you've got maybe anniversary, birthday, you just want to hear a great big Friday speech.
Party speech.
Party speech. Yeah. Banging speech anthem. Then get in touch. Here's one here as well. This is... hi, John and the team. May I say how good the show is sounding today? This is Michael.
Thanks, Michael.
I love it if you could play me a speech. I pledged not to raise a pound for my daughter to wear her own clothes to school today. I wanted a... in uniform, as it wasn't cheap. It cost a lot of money, that uniform, and I'm not sending her to school not in it, because that would be a waste of my money. If you could play me her least favourite speech, please, which is Piers Gyal on the demonisation of currency. Piers... Yeah, oh, sorry, I beg your pardon, I misread that. The demonetization of currency. Piyush Goyal on the demonetization of currency is the speech that she hates. I've made her go to school in her uniform, even though all of her friends have dressed up, and thus saved myself a pound. That's from Michael. Add that pound to the totaliser, of course, that we're running, that we're not making money for children in need. And here, especially for you and your daughter, is that speech.
Upsabhapati Mohde. धन्यवाद आपने मुझे मौका दिया इस गंभीर विषय पे चर्चा करने का और अभी अभी हमें आनंद शर्मा जी के भाषण का भी लाभ मिला मेरे को बहुत ज़्यादा शेर व शायरी तो नहीं आती है वो आनंद शर्मा जी का डिपार्टमेंट है उनको शेर व शायरी आती है शायद थोड़ी उसमें भी चूक रह गई वो हमारे लोगों ने ठीक कर दी थी लेकिन मुझे इतना जरूर विश्वास है कि अर्थतंत्र और अर्थशास्त्र के बारे में शायद कुछ कमजोर खबर रखते हैं मेरे मित्र आनंद शर्मा जी क्योंकि जिस प्रकार से उन्होंने विषय को शुरुआत की ये कह के हम काले धन की लड़ाई में हम शामिल होना चाहते हैं हम काले धन का विरोध करते हैं हम भ्रष्टाचार का विरोध करते हैं हम आतंकवाद में जाली नोट जो इस्तेमाल होते हैं उसका विरोध करते हैं
Absolute classic. What a talk. That's Piyush Goyal on the demonetization of currency. One of his biggest hits, I think, there. Playing that especially for Michael and his daughter Lucy. He's not raised a pound today for his daughter. He's sent her to school, even though it's Children in Need Day, and all the friends are dressed up. He sent her to school in her own school uniform because, you know, that cost him money and he says it wasn't cheap. So if you've got a speech or request you'd like to hear us play for you specifically, then do let us know. You can get in touch. 87222. Luke, you do it.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you'd like.
Thank you.
You wow. Con?
You right, Con?
Yeah.
You'd be ousted there, weren't you?
Yeah.
Sex Luke came in just to wander in, and so he had to do it because you weren't in here. You were busy out there. That's absolutely.
I've got a film, a picture of Luke filming Julia Hartley Brewer sitting on your lap.
Yes, that did happen earlier.
Yes. But Luke filmed it as well.
Did you?
Did you enjoy it, John?
The filming part or the lap part?
The lap part.
No.
Oh, really? Why not?
I lost my manhood. So, in the next bit of the programme then, well, there's going to be live music. Yeah. Of sorts. Because you know, we have a busker in on a Friday bringing us live music. So, you know, something will happen. Against the odds. But it's been one of those days, let's be honest. So before we do that, though, the news is quite complicated.
Oh, I can't get my head around it.
Neither can I. It is all right, though, because we explain the news on this programme, as you know, if you're a regular listener, through the medium of Japanese poetry. Five syllables, seven syllables and five syllables. We present the news in haikus.
Dances the Gangnam style because that's what politics is now.
The news in haiku. Right, in the next half an hour, there will be a man in a lift. Con, paid intern Cornelius Con, is in a lift clutching to his man bosom the texts and tweets we've had over the past 5 days from the haters and the trolls. And he, rather than ignore them or report these people for abuse, what we do is we make them... We let him read them out as the lift travels downwards through the building. It's a feature we call condescending. If you'd like to get your hate into us, there is still time. The number to hate us on is 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
At Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with any word you like.
As long as it's to do with some hate. Right, that's all coming up in the next half an hour. It's 3:30 on Talk Radio. Here's Victoria with the news.
Talk Radio.
Over the next decade, funding for the royal family is going to increase by 66%. It's to pay for a £339 million refurbishment of Buckingham Palace. Sky's royal correspondent, Rhiannon Mills, who's at the palace, says it needs to be kept to a certain standard.
Thousands of tourists flock here to see every single year the fact that really this is integral to the workings of the royal family, whether it's garden parties, whether it's investitures, whether it's big state banquets. The royal family use the building behind me for all of their official duties.
A court has heard how Jo Cox tried to shield her face with her hands when she was shot and stabbed in June. 53-year-old Thomas Mair denies murdering the Labour MP in her West Yorkshire constituency. A member of a survivors group that's pulled out of a historical child abuse inquiry says its chairwoman hasn't contacted them since she took over in August. Professor Alexis Jay is the fourth person to be appointed to head the investigation. The Croydon tram line has fully reopened after last week's derailment, which killed seven people. Investigators say it was doing more than three times the speed limit permitted on that section of track. Volkswagen is cutting 30,000 jobs to save money as it tries to recover from its diesel emission scandal. Most of the posts will be going in Germany. And composer Andrew Lloyd Webber has welcomed plans to get more children playing musical instruments. But a teaching union has criticised the £300 million government investment for under-18s in England. The weather colder, frost tonight. A few wintry showers will continue. Continue mainly over western hills, lows of -2. Tomorrow mainly dry and sunny in the east, still cold with light or moderate winds, highs of 5. There's more in half an hour.
A bit further weather for you there, because it's turning cold, isn't it, Victoria?
Really, yeah, cold.
I've got what, the weather, the snow glows white on the mountain tonight, not a footprint to be seen. A kingdom of isolation, it looks like I'm the queen. The wind is howling like this swirling storm inside, couldn't keep it in. Heaven knows I've tried. Highs of -2.
Highs of -2, it's lows of -2.
Yeah, but also, what's the high then?
5.
Oh.
Tomorrow, 5.
Okay.
Yeah, and you do look like a queen, you're right.
Right. Hold that thought about musical instruments, by the way. Hold that thought. Right?
Okay.
Your story about musical instruments, because we may return to that in the next half an hour with good reason.
Ooh.
That's right.
Gripping.
There's been another cock-up, but we're going to get our way out of it via that news story, Victoria. It's going to be all right.
Good.
Let's make the last half an hour of the programme happen.
Across the UK, online and on DAB. Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith.
On Talk Radio.
I'm Penny Smith. Join me tomorrow morning from 8 on Talk Radio for the perfect weekend breakfast. I'm going to be reviewing the papers, taking a look at all the best new film, book and theatre releases. And I'm going to be chatting to a whole host of celebrity guests live in the studio.
Saturday Breakfast with Penny Smith. Tomorrow morning from 8.
On Talk Radio, we'll get you talking.
across the UK, online and on DAB.
John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
All of that to come then in the next half an hour. And, well, the haters gonna hate.
My haters gonna hate.
And this is where we take all of the haters' texts and tweets then that we've received over the preceding 5 days via Twitter, via social media in general, via text. It can be hate for me, it can be hate for this show, and or both. But we don't ignore it, we don't report it, we don't send it to the authorities. What we do instead is get Cornelius, or Con for short, to take them into the lift here at the Talk Radio building and then read them out live as it travels downwards through the building. And he should be able to hear me now because he's gone to the lift. Cornelius, can you hear me? Hello, Cornelius.
Yes, yeah. Hello, John. Hi, here, man. I am in the lift. This is what I've put on the radio.
What is it? All right, publish that.
It's got Roman numeral. It's Radio 10.
I know it, yeah.
According to the numeral. It's Radio X. Yeah. Right, let's begin. Okay. Sometimes I turn on the radio in the afternoon after having listened to Ian Lee the night before, and I immediately question why radios don't have a warning not to turn on when John Holmes is on air. Yeah. This was a tweet we got in from someone called Danny, who says, "The John Holmes Show on Talk Radio is like a really poor extreme radio version of Dumb and Dumber. I recently completed my PhD in psychology from Cambridge, and my first research report is going to be why anybody with a functioning brain would listen to John Holmes on Talk Radio." That's from Graham. This was a text that we got in. "Knock, knock. Who's there? A John Holmes listener. See, it's funny, because no one listens to John Holmes." Yes, there's actually a tenth circle of hell that didn't get mentioned in Dante's Inferno, and it's just an internal loop of being forced to listen to John Holmes and Talk Radio.
Good one.
This came in from Michael, who says, "I once fell down a lighthouse spiral staircase, and every time I hear John Holmes on the radio, I think back to how much I'd rather be doing that than having this criminally awful radio show invading my ear space."
You're welcome.
"There have been many unanswerable questions throughout the years, such as, what is zero divided by zero? Included in these questions are, why in God's name would anyone ever listen to John Holmes on Talk Radio?" Dean on Twitter tweeted, "Just started listening to Talk Radio, was great this morning, then at John Holmes Show came on. I can't believe you pay him for that." And he used the S word, John.
Yeah, good.
And finally, following your interview just now with James May, "Hearing Paul Ross and John Holmes on air this morning together showed how much a better broadcaster Paul is compared to John." That is from Matt, who texted that in. Back to you, John.
Yeah, that is a text that also came in from Paul Ross. Thank you, Cornelius. Thank you very much indeed. The haters gonna hate. Cornelius there in the lift reading out the haters texts and tweets. If you want to get your hate in, here's the number, 87222. All right, I'll do it. Start your message with the word talk. At Talk Radio on Twitter. Start your message with some hate. So, live music still to come on the programme. Before 4 o'clock. And you're going to want to hang around for this, because what a live music treat we've got for you. Have we got a live music treat for you? No, not really. Before that, though, of course, we're Talk Radio, and we take the pulse of the nation. Your thoughts, reactions, your ideas, your hopes and your dreams. We go out onto the streets to find out what the people think. We do it on a daily basis. We send our crack team of reporters, so-called because they're a team of reporters that are addicted to drugs, to stick their microphones into the faces of the general public out there on the streets, and we ask them what they think. Today we went out and we asked them, do they think glove compartments or sausage rolls?
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartment.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
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 Sausage rolls.
Glove compartment.
Sausage rolls.
Sausage rolls.
Glove compartments.
Sausage rolls.
And there you have it. That's what the people think. That's what they're thinking out on the streets when we asked them if they thought glove compartments or sausage rolls. That's what they had to say. But, of course, importantly, Talk Radio is about you. What do you think? Do you think glove compartments? What do you think, sausage rolls? Let us know, 87222.
Start your message with the word talk.
Or you can use that Talk Radio on Twitter.
Start your message with the word glove compartments or sausage rolls.
You're listening to Talk Radio of sorts. There'll be live music next on Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
A new kind of talk radio. We'll get you talking.
It's the radio show where listening is highly recommended. Home Rule with Martin Roberts on Talk Radio in association with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Whether you're looking to own, rent or just improve a pad, get essential advice from top property expert Martin Roberts. Pick up the keys to stress-free house happiness. Home Rule, tomorrow morning from 11 on Talk Radio with Northwood's Guaranteed Rent. Our landlords get paid on time, every time, even when a property is empty. Go to northwooduk.com to find out more.
Make sure you get everyone something this Christmas. Perfume for her, socks for him, a bird feeder for Grandad. But there's also someone else, someone you really shouldn't forget about. Go on, treat yourself to a £1 Game Store scratch card from the National Lottery and say, Happy Christmas to me. Games, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 16 or over.
At Wickes, our 50% off selected tiles and flooring sale just got even better. There's now an extra 15% off until Tuesday. Wickes, let's do it right.
With the Pure Highway digital radio adapter in my car, I can be anywhere. I'm off to the pub, but I drop by Abbey Road. Past the lights, and I'm in New Orleans. At the left, I'm at Networth 96.
I must book those tickets.
Reminder, book tickets.
With Pure Highway, you can enjoy more great music with DAB digital radio and Spotify, make calls hands-free, and even connect with Siri, so you can be wherever you want, wherever you're going. Visit your nearest Halfords for a free fitting or find out more at pure.com. Spotify subscription may be required. Free fitting applies to Halfords purchases only.
Amigo Loans won't use your credit score. They can help you with a loan much faster than before. If the bank says no, go online and grab your guarantor. Simple loans from Amigo, that's what friends are for. To borrow up to £7,500 within 24 hours, visit amigoloans.co.uk today. You must be 18 or over, not bankrupt, and be able to afford repayments. Guarantor required, who must pay if you can't. Representative 49.9% APR variable. Amigoloans.co.uk.
It's another great giveaway, hey, in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Our free Merry Mary's Christmas makes your festive feast delicious. Get your Merry Mary's Christmas in the Sun on Sunday.
For great ideas, top turkey tips and perfect puds from the Queen of Cooking, get your free glossy Mary Berry's Christmas magazine inside the Sun on Sunday. It's your recipe for no stress success this Christmas. Another unmissable great giveaway, hey, only in this week's Sun on Sunday.
Talk Radio, traffic and travel.
Looking slow around Greater Manchester, we've got one lane closed off on the M60 clockwise between junction 10 and 11 due to two broken down vehicles. Through Leicestershire, the M1 northbound slow due to an earlier accident between junctions 24 and 25 with delays back to junction 23. Heavy around Leicestershire on the M69 around the M1 junction 21, and in West Yorkshire on the M1 it's heavier than normal. One lane's closed off due to an accident on the M1 northbound between junction 44 and junction 45.
There's a new Audi, a car with a long flowing silhouette that's also short and compact, with three doors and five doors, a streamlined roof and no roof at all. It's the new Audi A3 range, all available with attractive finance, like the new A3 Sportback SE Technic model at just £239 per month and initial customer rental of £1,434. Call your local Audi centre to book a test drive. Audi. Vorsprong der Technik. With contract hire, business users only, plus 20% VAT until 31st December 2016. 18s and over, subject to status, exclusions and T's and C's apply. Audi Financial Services.
Drive with Yasmin Khan on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
I'm Yasmin Khan, and you can join me every Friday on Talk Radio from 4 p.m. with your essential one-stop guide to everything that's hot for the weekend. We'll tell you where to go and what to see.
Entertaining debate, big-name guests, and outspoken opinions.
Drive with Yasmin Khan this afternoon from 4
on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking. John Holmes on Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
And Yasmin, Star Trek II, The Wrath of Khan, will be with us very shortly to tell us what's coming up on her programme. Coming up at 4:15, she's on at 4. Now, ordinarily on a Friday, as regular listeners will know, we drag a busker in from the streets to perform live at Microphone Point in the studio for our delight and entertainment. Now, today, there was a plan in place to do that. However, due to what I'm going to term an administrative error, the busker isn't in the studio exactly. The busker, Dorothea, is on the telephone. Hello, Dorothea.
Hello.
Hi there. How are you?
I'm quite okay.
Good. So, now, I know you were on your way here to perform for us in the studio, Dorothea. What happened?
Well, apparently I got the wrong postcode, so instead of getting SE1, I typed SE12.
Yes. And so you're where?
At the moment, I really do not know where I am. I'm on a bus. I am on the bus.
Wow.
Somewhere in southeast London.
Okay, well, that's, you know, that's fine. That's good. I mean, I'm glad we got hold of you anyway. So essentially, you were trying to get to SE1, which is where we are on the South Bank, to perform in the studio, as you say.
Yes.
So you just mistyped, did you? Is that what happened?
No, the text message that I received said SE12, so that's exactly what I typed in.
Right, so somebody here typoed you.
Yes, sadly.
Who was it?
Unfortunately. Cass.
Oh. Right. Well, could you... I mean, and this is a big ask, I realise, because you've gone completely to a different place. Would you come in next week, Dorothea? Because I don't want to not get you in.
Sure, I'd love to. I'll try to get it right this time.
Hey, no, not your... Hey, not your fault, Dorothea. And that's why I wanted to get you on the phone to just sort of apologise and say we'll get you in next week. I mean, I would get you to perform on the bus, but... you know, captive audience, but...
There are quite a few people. I mean, I do it on the street.
Yeah.
But this is, I guess, more intimate.
Yeah, well, in a way, I suppose, yes, and possibly frowned upon by the bus authorities. Well, look, Dorothea, we look forward to seeing you next week on the show.
Okay.
Thank you so much. Sorry about the cock-up. Sorry about it. Sorry.
No worries.
Yes? Hmm?
Can I just say a quick hi to the people who are possibly listening?
You absolutely can, yes.
Great. I'd like to say hi to Max. Yes, hi, Max. And as you know, my mother is not in this country at the moment, so I have to say hi to all the other friends that I have who are substituting the role of family members.
Yeah.
So I'm saying hi to Max. Thank you so much for being in my life. And I'm saying hi to Imralis, who got me on this show. So thank you.
This is nice. This is nice. Oh, well, look, Dorothea, you can say hi to them all you like in person next week. How's that?
Great.
And we'll,
sure, I'd love that. That would
good.
Be great.
We'll see you next week in this very spot. SE1 8DJ.
Great.
That's the one. Good. Sorry about that. Dorothea there, talking to us from a bus rather than busking. Do you see how clever that was? Yeah. In the studio. But it's all right, because what's happened now is, well, we've now got to have some live music anyway, because that's what we do on a Friday. So when we found out this had... when we found out this had happened, what... Yes. There's like an emergency procedure going on in the... It turns out that around this building, in various cupboards and under people's desks, are various novelty bits of musical instrument. Like that. And so what we've got is an emergency talk radio house band.
I don't see how this is going to go wrong at all.
No. So let me explain this. So what we did, when we realised, everyone started to go, oh, right, Dorothea is on a bus. Not busking. So we need to do something. So what we've done is collected all these instruments from around the building. Who knew there were going to be so many instruments in just like an office? But anyway, there are.
I mean,
so,
this isn't a music radio station building.
There is
well,
a music
Virgin Radio's
station.
Downstairs.
Yeah, but this is all upstairs in the sales department.
Okay, well anyway, so what we've got is that there's a drum kit now, upon which is Cornelius.
Hello!
This is like house band emergency. Honestly, we've got Rudd, who earlier was in reviewing films. You've got a ukulele.
It's a bit out of tune, but
I don't think that's going to be the worst of our problems. we have Talal, who is doing work experience this week. Who was in earlier in the week? What is that?
I've got a variety of wind instruments. This is a vuvuzela.
From the the Talksport presumably owned that. That's from the World Cup.
From the World Cup.
A vuvuzela and a mouth organ.
Uh-huh.
And a, what's that?
Side whistle.
Oh, yeah. All right, then. Okay. Producer Dave.
Yeah.
Has a child's toy xylophone.
It's a glockenspiel, but sure.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's metal. Yeah.
It's metal.
Xylophone wooden. Correct.
Correct.
I've been handed a tambourine. And Victoria from the news has this.
I love it.
God's sake.
I've been annoying TalkSport with it. Somebody told Adrian Durham not to rise to it. That's how annoying I was.
To be fair, I don't think it's that exciting. I don't think I'd rise to it. Right then, Dave? You're the MD. What are we doing?
I mean, I'm going to say that what we might have done in the last 10 or 15 minutes is have some sort of rehearsal or even have a think about anything.
I don't know what's going on.
We've done nothing except Rudd went, "I know the chords to Let It Be on the ukulele. Shall we do that?"
This is a mitigated disaster.
But you remember the original?
This is awful.
Do you remember the original Beatles version of this song?
Yeah.
With the vuvuzela and
this
the
will be better
horn,
than
the clown, clown air horn.
Yeah.
And
it's that.
And a boss-eyed idiot on drums.
Yeah. Yeah, all right. Well, look, I'll tell you what this is going to be. We were talking to James May was on the programme earlier, right? James May was on the programme earlier. And what I think this is going to be is the Top Gear to our normal buskers grand tour. I.e., this is going to be crap.
Right, are we ready?
Do you know the song yet? John? You're going to have to sing, mate.
I roughly know the chorus.
Okay. Right, I've printed out the lyrics. Here we go.
All right. I figured you were going to take lead.
Yeah, we'll busk it between us, all right?
Can I do the counting?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, go.
Do you know the tempo?
No.
Oh, this is nice.
I find myself in times of trouble. Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she is standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom. Let it be. Everyone, let it be. Hearted people living in the world agree there will be an answer. Let it be. And though they may be parted, there is still a chance they may see. There will be an answer. Let it be. Let it be.
be. Let it be.
Literally, we're the only ones clapping. I mean, there's no one listening to this in the nation. Everyone's just, what the hell is that? Do you know what? That was all right.
Yeah,
it was
good. That was good.
I think that was fine.
Good first rehearsal, done, everyone.
Can somebody get Yasmin Khan in here really fast? Anyway, so that was live music on of sorts, I suppose. On the radio. Because we didn't have a bus. Thank you.
That was actually really good, you guys. That was actually really good.
Luke, your opinion counts for nothing and you know it.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome. So, yes, that. I mean, for some reason, Luke filmed that. So I don't know what... That'll be on the internet at some point.
Is that I don't quite know what I'm going to do with it at this point. You know, I think I'll have to go downstairs and have a little bit of a think.
Burn it.
The camera, the whole thing.
So that was because that was the talk radio 1 till 4 in the afternoons emergency house band due to the fact that our busker had the wrong postcode and went somewhere else and is trapped on a bus. But she'll be here to bring proper music to the radio next week, Dorothea there. Right, you're listening to Talk Radio in the afternoons. I am John Holmes. And Yasmin Khan is with us from 4 o'clock this afternoon. She's right here, right now. Give her a drum roll. To tell us what is on her programme.
Oh, I like that. Can I have that bit again?
And here's Yasmin Khan.
Nice.
Great.
I like it.
Yeah, no one else did. Right, so, Yasmin, hi.
Hi.
That was an emergency situation.
But it was.
I think we coped with it.
I've got a little ditty for you that just popped into my head during the week as I was cleaning.
All right.
John Holmes, he's a massive, tiny racist. There you go.
I mean,
does that work?
I mean,
it's offensive on so many levels.
Yes, I mean, thanks, though.
But you know you're my favourite.
I'm your favourite racist.
Yeah.
Thanks, Yasmin.
That's all right, love.
I love that you were cleaning and that popped into your head.
Yes.
You were cleaning.
I was cleaning.
Yeah, that's your second job, is it?
Yeah, ha ha. Ooh, see what you did there? See what you did there? In your house?
Yeah.
Yeah, minimum wage.
You started it.
But you are my massive favourite MRT or MT, whatever
I talking about
you.
Now.
No, neither do I.
What's on your show, Yaz?
So we are, you know, I was watching Twitter last night with this embargo that was going to break and everybody was all excited going, oh, it's this, it's that, it's the other. And you could there was a real sort of palpable sense of disappointment when people saw that it was the story about the girl who had decided to be cryogenically frozen. And it struck me that, you know, we're such cynics and we're so into this whole celebrity thing that we think that's what it's going to be when it's a story like that. But this is actually, it's a desperately sad story. I mean, God forbid any of us are told at any point in our lives, that's it, game up, you know, you're going to pop your clogs very soon. But to be told at 14 and just put yourself in those shoes and thinking, gosh, it's desperation. It's desperation. And she did what was right for her and what gave her some peace of mind, I'm sure, towards the end of her life. But it throws up, as a topic, all kinds of moral, ethical, legal, medical questions. So we're going to talk about that this afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
Also, commuting. Lots of commuting. We are all doing more commuting.
Are we?
Yes, for longer.
Are we?
Apart from those who, you know, chauffeur driven here, such as yourself.
Well, it's more of a piggyback, but
well,
yes.
That's all right, too. That's all right, too.
And honestly, Julia Hartley Brewer's upper body strength is formidable.
It's amazing. I've seen the guns on her.
There's an image. So all of that.
So we're going to be talking about that. And I would like to, I mean, there's a serious side to it because the TUC is saying we're all commuting more because it's housing issues, it's lack of infrastructure, we don't have the rails and the roads. But I would like to hear from you good folks listening, about your commuting stories. How long do you have to commute? How far? Some people, you know, mostly we hate it, but there might be some people who like it because you can read, you can do a bit of work, you listen to music, you can meet people on the train, I've heard. Not me. Hello. I never met anyone on a train.
All right.
So, commuting stories.
He thinks you protest too much.
All of that to come, and more.
Okay, and all that and more with Yasmin, Star Trek to the Wrath of Khan, next on Friday Drive on Talk Radio. We are back on Monday, 1 till 4 o'clock. I'm John Holmes.
Talk Radio. Dial up some dialogue.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.